hi, everybody. We should have the audio issues dialed in a little more today. I'm sorry. I'm frazzled. I'm so fucked up. I'm wearing Teamster Tim's hat he gave me. He's been texting me threats all morning. It's fucked up. Anyway, I'm dealing with it. I woke up this morning to news of a suicide of, let's just say, a family acquaintance. And they weren't a good person. And they blew their brains out. And it's been a lot. Yeah, it's been a lot. So anyway, that happened. And yeah. So anyway, we're here. We're doing it. And we didn't K ourselves. So let's all rejoice in that fact. Again, you know, just not really any mixed feelings. Just, it was that this person probably should have done it a long time ago. I'm not even kidding. 20, 30 years ago, maybe. Could have saved everybody a lot of trouble. Anyway, welcome to the program. Hit the like button. We like to start off with morose topics like that. We're not afraid to get into the dark. Into the dark. I've gotten so many emails about this Kiki character. And look, I don't want to, this is not a person we need to focus on. But okay, it'd be a nice little distraction, wouldn't it? And I know what people are thinking, but Patrick, Steel Toe, Nick Riccata. Okay, that too. Let's tie it all together today in a nice little bow, in a nice little package, okay? So we're going to start out with a little bit of Steel Toe. We're going to watch Johnny make his big comeback this morning.
Fuck you and your dead family's acquaintance.
I don't know if I like this anymore. We might have to turn this off. Fuck you and your dead family's acquaintance. Connor has a rip Ernie Melton. Sorry for your loss. Thank you. This is how you grieve a mug fug. Anyway, no, we're not. It's not a bad day. Don't be bummed out. It's just like I wanted to start earlier this morning. And, you know, I'll take any excuse. You know the Melton way. Listen, everything's fixed over here. I'm hoping. I tracked everything down to a last-minute tweak I made on the audio interface into the computer. It blew everything out, of course. So then during the show, I was adjusting a lot of other shit. So I imagine there will be a couple things that do need to be turned back up today. But for the most part, I think we'll be pretty dialed in. And we'll make the tweaks as necessary. I hope it's okay for you. I'm watching the levels. They seem fine. Nobody's freaking out. Nobody's complaining about an echo. It's almost like we forgot about that bit.
Oh, someone died in her family. Another win for the toe.
Another win for the toe. Things just keep coming up toe.
April looks like a really cool bird today.
April looks like a really cool bird today. Anyway, we're doing it. We're here. Thank you for being here. It's going to be a shorter show today. I hate to tell you and inform you of that early on. I have some stuff to take care of today. And I hope you'll understand. I hope you'll get there with me. And who knows, maybe I'll pop back on a little later. I probably won't, but maybe I will. And then don't forget, we have two shows tomorrow. And we have one of the best deals in town. It's $1.99 for a membership here. And that gets you access to watch all the live shows, including the Friday night members only show, which we haven't done in a bit. I'll be the first to admit, I didn't even mean to rhyme that. I'm Pat. We're going to be doing that tomorrow night. And you'll be a welcome addition to the over 2,000 members here on the channel by just signing up now. And the least you can do is hit the like button for Fearless. Stop asking if I'll be at the DabbleCon. Stop asking. I might not. I don't know it to you or anybody. I'm not booked. I'm going to hang out. I'm going as a fan. Nobody's asked me to be in anything or do anything. I'm just not that popular. I think people are afraid I'll say no. You know, like this Chris Dyer fella. I saw he was complaining. I guess Tukey said he would go on the PAA podcast. That's Chris Dyer here, local in Las Vegas. Nice guy. And then, you know, like, you know, you never asked me to go on your podcast. And then I think people he'll just fucking yell. And I will! No. But then Tukey didn't go on his podcast, so Chris Dyer made a AI song calling Tukey a hoe, which I thought was a great way to deal with the rejection. So anyway, God says it's a Chris Dyer situation. And that may be true. That may be true. Anyway, hi, everybody. We're doing it. We're having a show. We got to jump right into it today. We don't have time for your nonsense. And thank God, because we aren't getting any super tips. So that's great. That's great. Why not? We'll be poor today. I don't have anything to prove to anybody. Everybody thinks I make $13 a show anyway. I don't owe you shit. And we're back. Bink. Bonk. Bonk. Okay, you see how we do it? We make it fun around here with effects and stuff. People might say it's the greatest show. I have a button that I push, and it's supposed to play that. But I think we've lost the sound clip. So I don't know. It doesn't play anymore. That's one thing that's broken. But what are you going to do around here? Everything fucking sucks.
Again!
Some things don't work. This is This Morning, and wouldn't miss it for the world. Baby girl.
Good morning and welcome.
I love that his entire wardrobe consists of tees from college. And golf shirts. And you might go, Melton, all you do is wear Carhartt stuff. It's like, I do. But at least it's like new. I throw it out every few months. This is cheap garbage. Just get some new cheap garbage to throw over your body, like a tarp. I'm fat. You think I'm trying to decorate this? I'm throwing over durable goods. I like good old-fashioned, rough, coarse clothing. It makes my nipples hard. It smooths them out. But he's always dressing now like he's got a tea time right after the show, which I love. And also just another trademark thing that a pro show does. They're on their phone the minute it starts. Again, he doesn't have a fixed, you know, like, sometimes I start at 6:10 or 6:30 or 6:15 or whatever. It's like, maybe I'm taking a shit. I don't know. I'm not on FM, so I really can't. I can push it back 15 minutes. Maybe I'm enjoying my coffee. You know, whatever it is. Whatever it is, man. I can push it back 10 minutes. This guy's like, nope, I'll just start it now and be on my phone. At least I'm ready when it gets going. Unless it's Friday night and we're doing, like, you know, 49 and a half minutes of music. But a lot of people like that. And the only people who get mad at it are the people who don't know that that's what's going to happen. But, you know, I figure if you're at home, you're alone, and it's a Friday night, you know, the least we can do is create a dance party and our pants party. You know what I mean?
It's the Steel Toe Morning Show.
It isn't.
Johnny will be downstairs in a minute.
Yeah. He just texted me. He's on the first step.
Johnny's back today. He's back from his, I think he's got his YouTube back today.
Somebody put a fucking video of Johnny getting up and doing this, like, turnaround thing. Oh, my God. It's hard to watch. It's rough. It's like, you make this man leave his house? Why? There's no difference. It's not like there's some magic chemistry that happens when he comes to the basement. What the fuck, man? Let the man stay home. You pay him $50 a show. Ugh.
He and I kept trying to figure out, like, for the last week,
whether SSDs are better than regular hard drives.
Can you stream on someone else's channel if you're suspended?
Yes. I've proven that with Pat Dixon. What's wrong with everybody? Read it. It's clear as day. And by the way, that's for like when they're kicked off. His channel's gone for a week. He's not circumventing by being your little fucking crippled sidekick. No one cares. As if you don't lose your YouTube channel once a quarter anyway. You know, he's like, the last thing we want to do is lose our YouTube. You do it all the time.
And, like, my policy was going to be, we're not going to bring anyone on unless I see something that says absolutely yes. Like, and all we could find was maybe, maybe not really sure. Like, our show and our channel has been doing fucking gangbusters lately, and we weren't, you know, Johnny and I weren't ready to go, you know what? Let's roll the dice.
Hold on. You said your channel was doing gangbusters 6 months ago. You said your growth was unprecedented 8 months ago. You said the show was growing faster than it ever grown 3 months ago. But now it actually is getting good numbers, and you're freaking the fuck out. And by the way, again, those numbers aren't as good as my numbers, which I'm not even, you know, worried about it. You run and do two shows a day. I wish I didn't have to talk to you people ever again. That's not true. I love each and every one of you. Getting very nice emails from very nice men. And I can't thank you enough for your support. And I'm trying to be nicer to the men who email. I know they need father figures in their life. Anyway, today's show is brought to you by Ricky Bev. I imagine it's one of the best Bevs around. When you have a choice of Bevs, reach for a Ricky Bev in your grocer's freezer. Anyway, thanks, Ricky Bev, and all of the people, of course, on the high roller list for the month of Hackertobia. What is it? Hackamonthia. And then Michaela is joining that list also this morning. She sent me a very nice, very generous Venmo gift, if you know what I mean. Hubba hubba.
See, because I think my next suspension, I think I got like 6 weeks or so. Maybe a couple weeks. I'm not sure. Until my last suspension goes away. The last strike goes away. So I could end up it would be 2 weeks for me. And that would be.
Does he have two keyboards? What's going on? You got the keyboard here, which he's clearly not typing on. He's overshooting that. Does he not understand? Like, I got a PC over here running shit. I got a Mac over here. I got an iPad. I got another Mac. You know, we got stuff going on. I use a program called Synergy. You download it. And then I can use my Apple trackpad and mouse for every computer. I just know where to scroll off the screen to go to what computer. That's why I'm always looking around and stuff. I'm not autistic. I'm not looking at a fake window like Mubi. Yeah, but why would I want to have 9 keyboards and constantly be? I think, no, it's over. No, just have them here. Nobody needs to see it. It's not a big deal. He makes it wild. Look at this. I mean, what a nut. What a complete nut.
a nightmare disaster.
Apple fanboy. Yeah, I mean, look, like if all this fails, I have a wireless keyboard for the PC. You guys remember that used to happen all the time with the iMac? I'd like zoom in and lose the mouse. It can't happen anymore. It just doesn't happen anymore with this new Mac. Studio Ultra, M2 Ultra. What is it? Anyway, but like, look at the difference in size between this PC keyboard. Now it has an integrated trackpad, so that's nice. But you know, in size, it's like a phone versus a tablet. So on the desk, yeah, I'm gonna have Apple stuff, and also I like for every day, everything I use Apple's. Yeah, sorry, man, pick the one you like. No one's mad at you for using a PC. Use a PC, man. We're not upset about it. Do you? I don't know why you're upset. We get it. You can't afford an Apple.
They're shit show.
It's like fucking idiots. They're Android. You know, Mubi and his shitty Android. We're always watching him swipe into.
If we got punked for 2 weeks here on YouTube. So we just kind of decided, you know what?
Let me do an impression of your house. Hello! April! Keith! Hello! Okay, so that's we.
Until we see, like, for sure, we'll just have, I think Keanu picked up an extra day, and then I did a solo show.
Are you checking your tea time? Put your phone down.
That was easy enough.
Every time I'm on my phone, we know the rule around here. I have to put a dollar in the swear jar.
So Johnny's going to do Thursday. Gino's going to be back tomorrow for Rumble Friday.
We know the schedule. We know the schedule. By the way, another shout out to Alex Stein for one of the greatest punks. You know, Mubi's so dumb and gullible, which is why it's funny that he's able to like groom other people. But, you know, he was on Alex Stein's show, and Alex keeps doing this thing where he's like, look, I don't even want to keep talking about the Ricada stuff, but let me talk about this. And then he does this like fake, like, I'm sorry, man, I don't want to keep asking. It's just really fascinating, man. I'm into you, man. This is great. And then like Mubi gets so excited because he loves talking about himself too. So he goes like, I love that you're so into it. I love that you can't let it go. I love that you're genuinely trying to get away from talking about it. You say you want to stop talking about it, but you can't help yourself. I love that. I love that you're like so into it, man. That's really, really cool. And it's like, yeah, it's all anyone wants to talk about with you, you fucking idiot. He's fucking with you. He's fucking with you. Like, who doesn't know what Alex Stein is doing? Who? A, he's clout chasing. He's getting hits and views. B, he's like, and then, of course, Mubi just runs with it. Like, and now he's told that story on other podcasts. He goes, you know, I was on Alex Stein the other day, and he can't stop talking about it. Oh, God. Yeah, he wanted to stop talking about it so bad, but he can't get away from it. Right, he wants to stop. He wants to stop. He wants to have you on. You even said it before you went on. I'm sure Alex Stein wants me on for my political takes. He doesn't. How do you not know that, dog? You got to know that.
We've got a crazy fucking busy show today.
You don't. You're going to talk gossip about your ex-wife and the guy she fucks over you for 3 more hours, and an hour in between will be just begging for the gold.
Hey. That should be really good.
We got a wild show today. You don't. You have a guy on crutches with no energy and no jokes. And then you in a golf shirt. What's wild about it? By the way, again, when did you stop the brand? You know, the Steel Toe Morning Show. But you show up every morning in fucking Nick Faldo shirts and Tiger Woods hats and Greg Norman shark gear. I mean, what's going on? This isn't Steel Toe Life, brother. Again, you should have taken the opportunity to rebrand. Now, of course, that's too late. Fuck. No one Steel Toe wears dry fit, motherfucker. No one. No one's wearing Cutter and Buck out operating a crane.
Hey, Big Sauce, loving your coverage of me. Can you poll your audience? Oh, I'm writing my memoir now, and I'm deciding between three titles. I'm No Hero, the Aaron Imholte story, Snacks on the Snuggle Chair, the Aaron Imholte story, or A House Full of Guns, Drugs, and Children Full of Drugs.
Aaron makes me watch his nerdy movies, and they are boring. I go for the darker stuff. It's my outlet. Movie gets scared. I watch the snail crawl along the edge of a straight razor.
Jesus,
that's my dream.
Jesus,
that's my nightmare.
Christ. Jesus Christ.
Crawling, slithering along the edge of a straight razor and surviving.
Goddammit, Matt, you know better.
Oh, my God. Connor says, can you tell us a little more about the integrative trackpad? You mean integrated? Come on, man. I'll come down there. I don't come down to where you...
It was an awesome evening show last... If you watched the evening show last night, you got yourself a fucking treat, boy.
Did we?
We're going to clip that out and put it up on the channel for you.
You're going to clip out the evening show? And put it up on the channel?
I think today. I've got like six clips I need
to... Oh, no! Oh, no! Here's Johnny. Oh, no. Making him do this on camera. Again, he controls when the show starts. First of all, you're fired, motherfucker, if you come this late every day and we have to start late because of you. You're fired. I mean, enough. Crippled or not, you know how long it takes you to clank, clank, clank out to your car. Figure it out. Figure it out, nerd. Why is this my problem? As if the Steel Toe Morning Show isn't a downer enough. Now we got to watch fucking Johnny Crutches hobble out here. This is insane. Do his little spin move to get in the chair. I can't. Holy shit. Only a real asshole would make... Again, how does he not? He's a big famous show. He's got lots of money. Why doesn't he have independent shots for each host? No, that would take effort. April really was in charge of the templates. April. So I can't believe we have to watch this. Fuck. Fuck, is this a downer?
Up on the channel for you. I think today... I've got like six clips I need to put up. The Kevin Brennan, Nick Swardson one, Jesse P.S.'s grooming theory.
Jesus.
Gino Bisconti.
Jesus Christ.
Ranting and raving about April. And then, of course, last night, Jesse P.S. and Alex Stein going at it. By the way, thank you to both of them for doing that. Jesse, of course, wanted to co-host the show. I said, we knock out the goal, we'll have Jesse on for overtime.
He's still just spinning. He's still just spinning while Mubi tells you what a great show it's going to be and ignores his friend. Holy shit. Aaron doesn't help him tilt the chair. This is you, Keanu. This is you, Gino. You're in the same bag. Sorry, Minnesota. Big.
And we had Jesse on for about the last 45 minutes of the
show. Holy shit. Look at that. He's got a little side bag of apple seeds. It's Johnny Apple Seeds. Whoa. What's in there? He just little bitty tiny shards of misery, and he sprinkles them everywhere he goes.
Joe, and for about the last...
What was that bag? Oh, doesn't he have, like, tubes and stuff to make him move? This is fucked up. This is fucked up.
20, 25 minutes of that, Alex Stein called it.
Sorry, what's coming up? What's coming up, Moobs? As if anybody's...
And because I'm like, Jesse, why? I like Jesse P.S. I do.
And he's landing.
I think he's very funny. I enjoy what he does. But like,
this is like the opening of Mr. Rogers when he has to change his shoes before he can start. Holy shit. And you know we're going to watch it 7 times. I'm sorry.
I don't like that he takes shots at my guy, Alex Stein.
What and is Alex going and I on?
And so I'm,
and then he's wearing his own sad camp shirt. I needed this. I needed this one. Sorry, movie. What's coming up later?
Like, well, let's bring this all together. And look, that was my first mistake. Was I did a very white girl thing.
I'm literally crying. Holy shit. We're going to put a clock on that next time.
And I said, well, if we're friends and the other guy's friends, then can't everybody just be friends? No.
So then he's got to lean over like April used to have to do to plug in her headphones and turn them up. Because why would they be on? Yeah, why would they be just on? Why leave your host's headphones on? Like, I mean, you know, Moody was here 2 weeks ago. His headphones are still on. It's not hurting anyone. No, I like to adjust all the dials all the time.
Thank you for tuning in to Savage Sauce in the Morning.
Savage Sauce.
1310 on your AM dial. I'm your host, Savage Matt, and that's Big Sauce.
My friend killed himself.
Oh, okay. Here's Chase the Clouds Away by Chuck Mangione.
That's not Chase the Clouds Away. Did you see the MLC legend doxed KB on Twitter? No. Do you still talk to Segura? No. Also, are any real comedians aware of the hack Dabbleverse? I think a few, but who knows? They would never stoop so low. They're too busy with their brands. Another win for the toe. Another win for the toe. All right, I'm sorry. We are going to have to watch the entire Johnny entrance one more time. I mean, I really got to put Yakety Sax on my board. Holy shit. It's unreal. We're going to have to do a play-by-play, the likes of which you've never seen. And I don't know how we're going to, the best way to do that, I guess. Hopefully this would be. Bink. No, I'm still going to be in his way, huh? What about this one? Bonk. Yeah, I'll be more able to break it down like this, I think. We can really watch the crutches work.
I think today.
Okay, he's coming in. He's coming in.
I've got like 6 clips I need to put up. The Kevin Brennan.
So I don't know what's going on. I don't really know his situation. Have we ever seen a video of him like walking around? Does he play cornhole at these events?
Nick Swardson one, Jesse P.S.'s grooming theory.
What the fuck? And now he's reoriented himself.
Gino Bisconti ranting and raving.
Oh, boy.
About April.
It's not just crutches. It's...
And then, of course, last
night. And then for some reason, he just full-on turns around.
Jesse P.S. and Alex Stein going at it.
Sorry.
Fuck yes.
It's definitely a no for me, dog.
By the way, thank you to both of them for doing that. Jesse, of course, won.
Still not down. He's still not down.
To co-host the show, I said we knock out the goal of Jesse.
Look at this pouch. I'm really interested in this pouch. I'm like into pouches and what they store. What the fuck? Get him a colostomy bag. Yeah.
Well, and then, of course, last night, Jesse P.S. and Alex Stein going at it. By the way, thank you to both of them for doing that. Jesse, of course, wanted to co-host the show. I said we knock out the goal, we'll have Jesse on.
Holy fuck, he's got like multiple bags and carabiners and shit. What is he doing?
For overtime. And we had Jesse on for about the last 45 minutes of the show. And for about the last 20,
taking out his game gear.
25 minutes of that, Alex Stein called in and because I'm like, Jesse.
And the charging cable.
Why? Like, I like Jesse P.S. I do. I think.
Okay. That was just wild. I love that Mubi missed every minute of it, just talking through the whole thing. Like, and here's what's coming up. And I like Jesse P.S.
I think he's very funny.
I think he's very funny. Yeah, he's fucking with you, and you're trying to control him. You're never going to control Jesse P.S. He's fucking with you. Again, he's too dumb and narcissistic to ever believe that somebody's not coming around to the toe. I retweeted one of his tweets this morning, you know, and I'm not kidding you. It had 18 replies or something like that. They're all hate. They're all like, you're a loser. You're not the hero. You were fine with all this until you got kicked out for not being cool enough. Like every fucking comment. We used to laugh because he used to get one, you know, like every comment. Go look at him. Go look at him. Again, as if this stuff isn't provable. Hit the like button. 517 people watching, 139 likes. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing for me. And another win for the... Huh?
I enjoy what he does. But, like, I don't like that he takes shots at my guy, Alex Stein.
He doesn't like you. He's fucking with you. My guy. Alex Stein doesn't like you. You're dumb. Remember when you thought Mersh was your friend? And you found out? Like, don't force these guys to really tell you what they think. It's coming to that with Kiki, I think. You know, she's starting to go like, you know these are fake people fucking with you. Yeah, but the ones I can verify, like the DQ Grilling Show one. Oh. Did you get the camera footage? How'd you verify it? No, but I'm just, you know, the ones like if I know where the place is. You know, definitely.
And Alex and I are cool. And
you're not. Again, all these people are just getting close to you to fuck with you and sipping out of your cup.
So I'm like, well, let's bring this all together. And look, that was my first mistake was I
look at him. He's grabbing the keyboard like he's going to center it and make it convenient for him. But nope. And stay right there. It's almost like he's so autistic. It has to be in the center of the desk. And maybe that's what it is. Like, things should be in the center. And then he has another one behind it. Like, if you had two keyboards, wouldn't you at least put them side by side? So you could use them both in an ergonomic, semi-ergonomic way?
I did a very white girl thing. And I said, well, if we're friends and the other guy's friends, then can't everybody just be friends? No. No, they fucking don't like each other. Just let them not like each other. And then just leave it at that, and you can do whatever the fuck you want. But I wanted to get them together. I wanted Jesse and Alex Stein to make peace. Don't ask me what I was thinking by getting Jesse P.S. to make peace with anybody.
Alex Stein's a great troll. He seems a little thin-skinned sometimes. Again, I'm still waiting on a supercut of me telling people to cut it out. But, you know, Pot Alpha makes these funny videos about him. And then, like, he, I guess, like, lost his shit on the guy and started. But, again, I don't know what Jesse's up to. Maybe Jesse does stupid shit. I don't know. Everyone's got a story about someone being a piece of shit. And then other people think they're fine. So, like, I think that's just. Sometimes people have bad experiences at stores and restaurants. It's the same with people. We don't kill it all the time. In our personal or our professional lives. Dan G, this is fucking insane. Look at this guy. Look at that, now blowing your goddamn ears out again. So anyway, you know, I think we make impressions. First impressions and bad impressions. First impressions and, like, you know, you know, in late into the relationship impressions that aren't good or leave people with a sour taste in their mouth. I think sometimes you have that experience with somebody over and over again. I was thinking about a friend of mine, I guess he's a friend, who's like, man, like kind of like just fucked me financially over and over, basically stolen from me several times. And just every time has some sort of like, nah, you see what happened is, and it's like, okay. I mean, and it's like over the, by the way, and I've done very nice things and given money to this person over the course of, it just, you know, some people are just shit. But I think for the most part, most people try to do well most of the time and just fail. That's how it is. Now, will they ever be able to forgive each other and work together again or any of that stuff? I mean, that's up to the individuals. But I don't think, sometimes I think Alex gets a little sourpuss about stuff. But again, I don't really know him well enough to know if that's a fair statement. Dan G, gifted 20 membership. We just can't thank you enough, Dan. That shit's real, dog. That shit's real. Movie trying to rock the Melton swag with the hat, but he only ends up looking like a drive-through fast food worker who hates his job. Let's see. Oh, wow. He does actually kind of look like a drive-through guy. Holy shit. I think he just has that build, too. Plus, he's wearing like a McDonald's. You know, somebody cut that and just put a McDonald's logo on his shirt. And then paste him into a delivery window.
Hey, asshole, keep my name out your mouth. You're always on my mind, no matter how much bathtub rum I drink. Whatever you do, don't tell your audience to come to my stonk channel on YouTube called Stock Chart of the Day and ruin my comment section. This is Miata Country.
Get your bankroll ready, Patrick. Love how you're roasting my dipshit ex-husband.
Jesus.
The woods are lovely, dark, and deep, but I have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep and miles to go before I sleep.
Wow.
Now you have to give me a lap dance.
I don't know if any of these rules are official, but that sounded real.
Whoa!
Big if true. Yeah, but he turns off the comments on his videos anyway, and nobody watches them. We'll get into some Skarika stuff. I've been saving it up. It's evergreen.
Hey, boss man. Sorry I'm late. There was an ant on the stairs, and I had to wait till he moved to get by. Oh, I fell in the driveway, too. There was a pebble I didn't see.
Jesus Christ. All right, crazy legs. Do your little spin move. Ooh, wait, you're wrapped up, crazy legs.
Oh, boogers, I'm down toe. Help me up, please. Oh, the pain.
Yeah. So $220 bucks to the goal. Can't stop the winning.
$220 bucks. Beloved Chatter says, do you think Johnny repels down the stairs every day? I doubt it. It's probably so. I mean, just judging by how long it takes him to sit down in that seat. Imagine if every stair he has to do that little spin move, you know, holding onto the opposite rail, bending over, stepping down, doing a little spin, hobbling, grabbing onto the other side of the rail, do, grabbing it, spinning, hobbling, turning. I mean, it must be like Ross moving the sofa. Pivot. It's got to be bad. It's insane to make. Like, I couldn't watch my friend do this. I'd move the studio up to the living room. Again, he's got an empty house, and he won't move. Like, you can't find a ledge to, you know, lean your junk up against upstairs. You can't move the computer and the one mic arm upstairs. You don't have any tables up there. Come on, man. So I don't know. I guess it's, you know, it's like when his kids are over. But how often is that anymore? You know, they're not really into that house anymore. The ghost of April haunts these halls. I couldn't watch my friend do it. I really couldn't watch my friend do it. It's fucked up. I was thinking about that because my dog, like, my dog runs down the stairs like literally six steps at a time. I don't know how she does it. It's so bad on her joints. We're going to have to put her down.
That's on me. So we're going to put that clip up later today. We've also got to talk about...
Thanks for the warning.
Patrick, I accidentally dropped my gas station boner pills in your driveway while doing my drunk fight dance. I need those back before I hook up with some Long Island dive bar sliz. I'm a celebrity.
Ah, fuck, my dog ate them. My very married wife is going to be pissed.
fact, you know, we also learned last night that Bubba the Love Sponge still doesn't like me. I mean, son of a bitch. I thought Bubba and I would be cool. I mean, on one hand, my ego really...
Whoa, did he just say cool? Did he just pronounce it cool? I thought Bubba and I would be cool.
I thought Bubba and I would be cool. I mean, on one... Son of a bitch. I thought Bubba and I would be cool. I mean...
No, not really.
I mean, on one hand, my ego really appreciates that Bubba still thinks about me. But on the other hand, I would like to go on Bubba's show again and have a good time. Johnny's here, everybody. Johnny's back. You can move over a little bit because you're cut off over on the camera there.
Yeah, make him wiggle more. Make him scoot. Make him scoot.
Cut off. Look at Mike Lindell's pretty face now fully in camera.
Holy shit. He has to get up.
Isn't that...
Aaron, the guy who gets the shot off center all the time, now wants Johnny to scoot. And by the way, the reason the chair scooted over so much is because Mubi was creeping on Matt last night. And it was so fucking awkward. Holy shit. You don't make them scoot. You don't make them scoot.
My ego really appreciates that Bubba still thinks about me. But on the other hand, I would like to go on Bubba's show again and have a good time. Johnny's here, everybody. Johnny's back. You can move over a little bit because you're cut off over on the camera there.
You're cut off.
Look at Mike Lindell's pretty face now fully in camera.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, I took down a...
Oh, he took down the April picture and scooted Mike Lindell over. Holy.
Picture that was sitting there.
Yeah, I don't remember what picture that was.
It was a pro wrestling picture. Mm. I kept it up because it was like a big pro wrestling night for me when I wrestled at the Wright County Fair.
Yeah, don't ever say that in public again. Do not ever say it was a big night for me. It was the night I pro wrestled at the Wright County Fair. Was it the third annual Wright? County Fair.
Right.
But April was in it, and
we all know what a coke whore she is.
I don't know if people have known this, but there's been some news out there that made me go, you know, I don't really think I want any association, past or present, with anybody involved in
that.
Such terrible things.
Pull them down now. Every show on YouTube. This is a red flag for everybody. Soft timeout. Pull him down. Every one of his shows. Somebody grab the script. Figure out how to do it. Let me know. I have the space to do it if you can configure a script to do it. We got to grab every show on his YouTube and Facebook and everything. He's going to pull them all down. He's going to pull them all down. So we got to get on that. He's going to pull every... He already started doing it. People have noticed some of the April shows from this year are gone. So pull them all down. This is an alert. Beep-boo, beep-boo, beep-boo. Whatever you do. How do we get the beeps back and the boops from the last show?
I'm 63, and I'm covering a 58-year-old loser who's in love with a 28-year-old coke whore. You're really sticking it to me, Melton.
I think you're 64 now, Kevin. Are you forgetting your age? You're 64 now.
Johnny, quick, I got some bitches coming over and my hot tub motor went out. Can you put your legs in and let God and the MS do the work?
I can't believe he makes him get up and move. This is wild.
We've got some clips for you later today, but like, I've noticed in the last 24 hours that has been a game changer for a lot of people who were like on the fence.
Okay, Johnny's about to tell him explicitly and through body language, ignoring him and not commenting on the stories. He's so sick of this shit. He wants it to be over so bad.
A lot of people who were, who had a mild sense of humor about the whole thing. When I found out that when a 9-year-old tests positive for cocaine, people kind of stop fucking around.
it's a lot less.
Day three of this news.
It's a lot less excusable at that point. You've kind of made a problem.
On top of all the other things that were inexcusable.
Right,
you know?
Right. But you've worked up a way and a reason for that to work until now. But
yeah, you've gotten away. Like a 9-year-old testing positive for cocaine is like one of those things where no matter how much people might like you or feel like they owe you, you hit certain buttons.
Yeah, where, that turd won't flush.
Yeah, where people just go,
that turd won't flush.
Okay, look. Before, I was just kind of defending you because you're my boy. And then there's that, and it's like, now if I defend you, my soul gets dirty.
Right.
What is this? What is this fucking Disney off-Broadway fucking Mr. Roboto hand move?
I don't want a dirty my soul to pick you up.
And he watches himself do it. It's so weird, man.
There's a certain amount of fucked up shit you're willing to write off because right. somebody is doing it to themselves. You're like, hey, that's, that you're doing it to you. I don't approve of it. Whatever.
Fucking wives. Ha 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 ha. Doing cocaine and ketamine. Ha 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 ha. And then you're like, ah, who gives a shit, right? Whatever. 9-year-old tested positive for coke. Fuck.
And again, he's just trying to transfer these thoughts and opinions onto you for the third day now. Yeah, a lot of people are thinking this. A lot of people are thinking this. A lot of people are thinking this. A lot of people know this. Like, huh?
The kids aren't supposed to be experimenting, sir. That was kind of the problem.
Well, we've got a clip later of Camelot.
Oh, look, it's Ricky Bev, today's EP, of course.
Nick's friend, who came up with a theory that when I heard it, I was ready to dismiss it out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, there was a gross part of me that went, oh, shit, what if he's right?
Okay.
And I'll play it for you. You'll get a little sick, too. I've also been noticing on Kiwi Farms, people have been going, well, you know, Aaron did say that Nick left a bullet of cocaine next to his 4-year-old. And like they're going back to that now and going, oh, maybe Aaron was telling the truth. How much of the shit that I've told you has to come true before you go, oh, he may be a dick. Like, he may be unlikable. He may be abrasive and an asshole. But let's take a look at the math. The math is mathing, and it's a 100% match.
Movie math.
He's even shown text
messages. He is the
father. Yes.
He's even shown text messages. He thinks that's a positive thing, that he's that kind of a piece of shit.
My kid.
Again, we would know none of this. This is all very, very, like, personal, private shit. And we'd really know nothing, but he can't shut up.
Wouldn't that be a horrible piece of information?
And again, all of his stuff is going to be inadmissible in court because he can't shut his fucking mouth. His story has changed so many times. He's conflated his entire experience so much with, like, his fantasies of what happened that everything he says is just not reliable, inadmissible, and he'll never be called. He'll look like an idiot if he's called for either side.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, luckily.
Right, I know.
The gestation period would not be over yet.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Plus, I would have a fucking doctor to talk to.
Last night, he threatened the government. He was like, if I ever see you give those kids back to him. Yeah, what? What are you going to do? Another half hour.
I'll tell you that. I'd be like, you know.
I've been blasting loads and bitches for so long.
Can you imagine Johnny Crutch's fucking... Somebody's like, scoot over.
I mean, in all the millions of words that
breaks down crying in the middle of it. I'm just tired. I had to do the stairs today for a podcast. The $50 I made was gone before I made it to the top.
Spoken about this situation. I don't think I've ever once said that. And you just
in loads and bitches?
You just put it so eloquently that I can't run away from it. I can't run. It's a government conspiracy. They're not my loads, Your Honor.
Doctor, I've served so many cream pies, I might as well be a baker. We got to
call me Little Debbie in the hood. Yeah. So, look, we'll get to that. And the Bubba thing and Keanu, poor Kiki. We're going to do that first today. Poor Kiki had to dump her producer.
Why? What happened with producer Robert?
Producer Robert likes the girls.
So I don't know anything about Kiki or producer Robert. I, like many of you, don't watch Kiki's content and never will. You know, I imagine if you're like me, you've just seen everyone falling down over the nudes, reposting them, Gino getting mad on behalf of his girl. I mean, that's the silliest look ever. He's like, you going like, she sells those. You fucking idiots disrespecting my girlfriend. She sells those nudes. I don't mind if you look at her butthole, but it is $2.99 a month. As if, is Kiki cranking out OnlyFans content? The ghetto basement. Johnny's the new plug keeps Aaron's gimmicks in the side pouch. Oh, boy.
Small lawyer's child, you shouldn't be doing fat rails off your Beyblade Coliseum. It's bedtime and Uncle Aaron needs to stop your dad from railing my wife.
Fuck off, narc. We're freebasing now, dork.
Careful around that one. It bites.
Okay.
As your executive producer, it is my duty, honor-bound, to remind you to smash that like button, you fucking cowards.
Big Sauce says hit that like button, subscribe to The Overdose, and never ever email me. Big Sauce?
I don't roll shit just put up from her anything. And I've heard other people.
You know, we'll get to all this soon, like everybody else.
No wedding rings are worthless.
Oh.
Okay, yeah, here we go.
Can learn from this. About this. For this particular topic. You know, like Tom Brokaw says, it's been sick of this.
Okay, here we go.
Show last night that I talked to. Not going to sit here.
Same
here. He
said he was going to start with the Kiki stuff, and this is what they got into that I wanted to play.
Producer Robert likes the girls. I've only had positive dealings with Pro. I'm not going to sit here and go. There was a clip that my lost interest put up for. You know, lately for Steel Toe, there doesn't seem to be a lack of places to jump around to and things to talk about.
Yeah.
Johnny did say the other day.
Here we go. Watch this.
He's like, I'm getting sick of this fucking Riccati thing. And I've heard other people say, I'm getting sick of this Riccati thing. I have to say two things about that. One, I understand CNN with the Trump stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
What the fuck? I understand CNN with the Trump stuff now.
Oh, like Tom Brokaw says, it's been very, very good for baseball. You know, it's good for business to talk about this stuff. People want to hear about it. And the second part is, I don't ask anyone else to share my passion for this particular
He can't. None of this would be weird if he could take his fucking eyes off himself. Once we know that he's watching himself while he does this, it all feels, you know, it just doesn't feel genuine.
No, it's good for business to talk about this stuff. People want to hear about it. And
look at him. He just has to watch himself.
And the second part is, I don't ask anyone else to share my passion.
It's like he's checking to see if it's believable. And then he'll go to the chat check.
Particular topic. But I would tell anyone who pushed me on it, I would say, you know.
Why don't you buy my bag of bullshit?
No offense. This was my life.
Right. I've got a lot of things going on in my life. I don't bring them to the show. It's none of your business. It's not your concern. You don't have to worry about it. They're my personal thing. He's like, what do you want me to do? Not tell you every fucking time we had sex and how it went? Sorry. I did it.
Like this was, I was immersed in it.
You still are. You still are. You can't get out.
Literally did nothing else but
look at Johnny. Look at fucking Johnny.
live this for a short, very brief moment in time. So, and I told everyone about
when he's, you already know he's losing when he's doing the hungry, hungry hippo. This is one of his major cope moves. You've got to believe me. This is literally what people do when they beg. Please, sir, please. I didn't do it. Bob Dole.
About this. Nothing else but live this for a short, very brief moment in time. So, and I told everyone about this. So there's an element of I told you so in it. And there's also an element of...
Johnny's eyes are closing as we speak. I hobbled here for this. Can we get the shirt that says that? I hobbled here for this. Imagine how long it takes him to get in a car. How does he operate it? Through some sort of straw or nose button?
Correct me if I'm wrong. There's lessons that people can
learn. Like a seal or a dolphin hitting a target.
Learn from this. From my part of it.
Learn from me.
But I mean that. Like,
as he holds two empty wedding rings. Learn from me.
Empty wedding rings. Ah, fuck. Will you finger fill these again? God damn it. The fingers keep slipping out. I need these filled up pronto.
One was thrown.
I got an event.
In a snowbank in Big Lake, Minnesota.
Empty wedding ring.
You can still find it.
And it, well, I think
the you got a metal detector?
It was the neighbor's backyard. I'm sure they got it by
all
now.
All right.
And then I could show you exactly where it landed, but I don't think it's there anymore. And then the other one.
Chew on a Sharpie more, nerd.
I'm going to chuck that somewhere. I just don't know where yet.
You're going to chuck it?
Yeah.
Isn't there a significant value attached to it?
That one? Male wedding rings are worthless.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I meant the female one. I thought.
Oh.
Female.
Oh, no. Ashley, I think, had hers.
Oh.
I wasn't making any money back then.
No, I was talking about.
That was probably like a $1,700, $1,800 ring.
I was talking about the other lady. Did she give hers back or no? I thought she left it.
Then she took it back.
Oh.
And then she has it.
April took her ring back? That was remarkably cruel.
Okay.
I'd pawn the fucker, personally.
Yeah, no. She's gonna.
It's pretty expensive. It was a fucking nice ring.
It was a nice ring.
I don't know.
I spent a buck or two on that.
A buck or two?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's forever.
Came out to about $4,500 a year, judging by how many years that we made it. Well, wow. No, we almost made it three legally. So,
wow.
I mean, when the vows started getting broken, that would have been around.
Hold on. Is he saying he spent over 10 grand on a ring for April? Holy shit. He's claiming to have spent 10 grand. You know, if 3 years, 15.
December, so that would have been 2.5, but I don't know. I'm not a fucking, I don't know where these things start and stop. So, no, mine. I'm talking about mine.
Yeah. Yours is worthless.
I should leave it at the DQ Grill and Chill in Spicer, where all the blizzards and burgers are consumed. I found.
So, again, we know that one's provably false. He won't let it go. He keeps repeating it to his audience. Again, I think he's doing it because he thinks it like taunts me. But he believes his audience believes it. And they do. You know, like Hobo Chili Recipe and all the other simps over there lap this shit up.
Found out that that they're not happy about that either.
What?
About the DQ Grill and Chill and the Zorba's Pizza. And they blame me for that. And I'm like, motherfucker, these are fans writing in. These are people that are seeing you out and about in public. Like, Nick's not happy that people are writing to me.
That he's out with his side piece?
So, again, we're supposed to believe that Nick contacts Aaron and says, hey, will you stop telling people you saw us at Zorba's Pizza? Again, as if Nick and April, freshly after an arrest in their home county, are going out to eat every night at DQ and Zorba's Pizza. I mean, he's an idiot. He's so retarded. No one's doing that. And then we're supposed to believe Nick contacts him and goes, guys, stop bringing it up. This is so fake. Who believes this?
And I'm just sitting there, and it's not, what do you want from me? I get juicy gossip from people. It's not my fault. Like, this is my biggest problem.
People send me shit all the time. Somebody's been sending Tukey and I something about Chad for months. It's like a big thing. But like, we both replied to it. Like, yeah, we get shit like this all the time. Do you have any proof at all? And then they just ghost us. It's like, I mean, what am I? You think I'm just going to run with any fucking idiotic thing I'm sent? I'm not. And even if it's good enough for me to bring to the show, you know, like all the texts that I'm not sure are real from Mubi to April's ex-boyfriend while she worked at the factory, telling him there's nothing going on between us while they were totally fucking. April's a cheater, dog. Straight up. April's a cheater, dog.
That's not my biggest problem. The 9-year-old being high is a big problem.
Last week, these kids weren't your problem. Literally, your quote. Not my fucking problem. Now the 9-year-old's your problem? Again, unless you're going to adopt these kids, why don't you stop being so invested in their life?
But one of my biggest problems with this, because I'm still, in a way, dealing with these people, because they're insane.
How's he dealing with April? How's he dealing with Nick? How's he dealing with Kayla? Block them and stop talking about them. Problem solved. I'm still dealing with it? Yeah, you're a bitter bitch who got his wife taken and you can't let it go. And you're going to ruin yourself chasing down vengeance. So beginning of his show, he's like, this is vengeance. You may say we're too wild, but that's just the two. It's his whole intro. He's about vengeance. He's a hurt motherfucker. He's scorned, and he's going to get revenge on anyone having any kind of life.
Big Sauce, if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Hey, buddy.
Where's penis?
Ice. It's really just frozen water. I like to stand in the shower and think, thinking about power and the ways a man can use it or be destroyed by it. Water hits my neck. I'm pissing on myself. I'll turn the hot water on, scald my skin to feel something. Then ice cold water, ready for the show.
Jesus Christ. That's too real.
But one of the weird things is the constant projection onto me. For them stepping on the rake and hitting themselves in the head. You know, now it's been over 2 months that I've had nothing to do with these people.
You just said you were still living it every day. You said that. Oh, no, we're getting a call. Hello?
Hey, Patrick. It's Brian Landon. I just wanted to call. There's no fucking way that guy spent 10 grand on a ring. He's a broke-ass buster, man.
15.
So. No way. How?
I don't know.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. What a strong opinion from a strong man. Who are you hating on last night? I don't even remember.
And every time they step on a rake, they yell, Dick damn it, Masterson. Aaron!
Is the rake named Aaron? I mean,
I don't. Maybe they named the rake Aaron. I don't know. But this idea, like Nick on his stream the other night, when he goes, "You're making up lies to project your own failures," and I'm like, first of all, who's doing that? Second of all, you really see, like,
once you notice him only watching himself do a show, it's insane. He, like, again, for a pro, he thinks looking at the monitor is looking at the camera. It's like...
He thinks that I see leaving his drug den and...
Literally, like, checking to make sure he looks like he's being honest.
Polycule. As a failure. Like, me leaving and coming back here to my beautiful home with my 3 children, moving on with my life, developing new relationships.
My beautiful home with my 3 children? Again, your house is this... Hello! Hello, Charlotte? Louie? Gooey?
That constitutes a failure. I would argue, I'm sorry, I would argue that getting arrested with 26 grams of cocaine and your 9-year-old daughter testing positive for coke is a failure.
I was about to say, yeah, I wouldn't accuse people of failures with the list he's racked up.
Racketed up. So yeah, I don't know where the fuck, well, I know where that came from. It was desperate projection, but like, that was a weird thing to say because like, if you're Nick and you have the problems you have, and some of us are hitting tennis balls at you, the biggest favor you can do yourself, don't hit the tennis ball back. Don't return volley.
I wouldn't go to the internet at all if I were Nick right now.
I would sit in a dark room and just think.
Again, all these people like doling out their own weird imagined punishments. Kiki's like, if I had my way, you'd never be able to talk to April again. Well, thank God you're not the queen. I mean, I just, thank God you're not in charge. That would suck if you got to go around waving a wand and telling people what they can and can't do. That'd be remarkably cruel.
Having to do a show with Aaron is a homophobic nightmare. I welcome death.
Well,
speaking of rooms, every time he streams now, it seems like he's doing it from that different space with the windows in the back.
He didn't do that the last time.
Okay.
He sat down in the old studio with a camera phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did we?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I was just always curious because the old studio had a lot of like bottles in the background.
He took out all the alcohol stuff, okay. Except he's got a whiskey barrel in there.
Whoa. He goes, he took out all the alcohol stuff, except he's got a whiskey barrel in there. He literally double wristed himself silly. Some things I gotta watch back.
Bottles in the background.
He took out all the alcohol stuff, okay. Except he's got a whiskey barrel in there, but he took out.
One more time, full screen for the Clippers. He has to watch the chat while he does it, too. And away we go.
In the background.
He took out all the alcohol stuff, okay. Except he's got a whiskey barrel in there, but.
I can't stop. It's just the weirdest handed move you've ever seen. Always playing that invisible piano.
You had a lot of like bottles in the background.
He took out all the alcohol stuff, okay. Except he's got a whiskey barrel in there. But he took out all the alcohol stuff, and you know what he replaced it with?
What?
Limp wrists.
A painting of the Joker. And Jesse P.S. had a great point about this. He goes, he removed all the alcohol from the studio.
Okay, where did they get to the where Johnny's like, I've had enough?
You said the other day, you're like, yeah, I'm getting kind of tired of this.
Yeah.
My thing is,
who cares? It's the only thing that's gotten the steel toe any heat.
If I was sitting here saying the same thing day after day, week after week, I would understand that. New shit keeps happening. And it continues to be disaster after disaster. And I have to say, it reminds me of being there again. Because every time I was there, it would seem like every 4 to 6 days, there would be some fucking drama or disaster with somebody. And I'm starting to like set my watch to this shit. I'm like, you know what? It's been 72, you know, then now it's been what? It'll be 48 hours tonight. It's been 48 hours since something horrific has come out about. And by the way, horrific, like the things that are coming out that are horrific, I'm learning.
Again, this was 3 days ago. And he's done 4 shows about it. 4.
Like, I never saw any of them. Like, the stuff that I said that was true, that's still standing. All this other stuff that's coming out, this is like, people look at me and they DM me and they write to me and they talk about me on their shows. They go, Aaron, what do you know about this? I'm like, dude, I got to fucking tell you.
Again, none of these interactions happened. Go look at his Twitter. Go watch his chat, which is conveniently disabled here. So you can't go back and watch. Now, again, if you edit, sometimes it doesn't let, like, if you edit the video at all, like I have to remove Chuck Mangione from yesterday's show, then it deletes the chat. I don't know why. It can't just remove that part of the chat, but it doesn't.
This one,
nothing.
This one tells you Chad's disabled.
Yeah, this one's brand new on me. Like this, what I've been saying is I'm learning that hard.
I was making SpaghettiOs. I didn't know where. I never checked the back. Mentioned that in passing because I like. For me, I don't watch the show continuously when you're on, especially.
Whoa. You don't watch Steel Toe in the morning for 4 hours and then at night? You don't make Steel Toe a part of your complete breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
The last few mornings since we rearranged my schedule, I had to change everything else.
Yeah.
So I was doing different shit all over the morning. But it just seemed like every time I tuned in, we came in on Nick Riccata. So I was just like, ah, I feel like it's the same subject all the time. So that's all I was saying.
Same.
Whoa. So we've got multiple hosts turning now.
Subject, different news. It's like saying,
same subject, different news. Chew that Sharpie more. Welcome to America's favorite game show. Chew that Sharpie.
CNN's just reporting on Israel and Gaza all the time. It's like,
oh no. Again, he compares himself to the news. And CNN.
Well, yeah, shit's happening with Israel and Gaza.
And I can still feel the same where, like, I'm tapped out of that issue.
Yeah, and like I said,
some people are.
It's kind of my life. Sorry, guys.
What am I supposed to do? Not air out every personal detail of my life? I don't know how to do that. Hit the like button. We're at 199. There are 652 of you watching. So why not hit that like?
I don't know what to tell you. It's all encompassing from time to time. And there's stuff happening that I don't and cannot tell you guys about.
I doubt it.
That puts this at the forefront of my brain.
So stay tuned. You never know when I'll drop another bomb. You won't.
You know, people were asking me about when the 9-year-old thing happened. They're like, well, with the stories you've told, do you have any involvement with CPS? And are they? And here's how much I can answer that question. Have I had any involvement with CPS? Yes. One of the reasons I'm so passionate about this is what happened to them really, I'm not going to say fucked with me because I'm not doing anything wrong and I have an open door policy and, you know, if somebody from the CPS the whatever were to go, let's say they have or they haven't, if they were to go,
oh my God, stop fucking lying.
Given the history with April, I wouldn't promote open door policy.
It's not a swinging door.
I have an open door policy. Come in my house. How do you like it? Fuck my wife.
I mean, you couldn't hug yourself harder. All this stuff about the kids, again, I think is a big ruse to distract you from the fact that this guy got caught.
Ha, joke's on you. I'm not married.
Oh, look at his face after he fucking lands that bomb. Huh. Nobody took my wife. I don't have a wife.
So people have said, if you have any dealing, what they say is, you better be careful. You're going to have dealings with CPS. Already have.
I'm the one who started all this.
I can't say too much, but
I'm the source.
Already have. And I will say this to set your mind at ease. Everything's fine. Because sometimes when you pull the nose of the plane up in time, you take responsibility for what you did and you start working with people.
6 months
because all
later.
They want to do with me is they want to go, just want to check up on things and there's you know, just want to make sure they are the way you're saying.
Hey, buddy, can you pee in this real quick?
hairs? But everybody here is good. Everybody here is set. All the things that you guys have been going. Oh.
Everybody there is you, Aaron. Your kids aren't there. You get your kids one weekend every other week. Everyone here is all set. I got a freezer full of Stouffer's lasagna. Nobody misses April. Did you see the soup I made?
It's like that time Arya killed Walder Frey and poisoned everyone at Ninoai Chidarsa with the twins. Her verge sports on and she looks out at them all dying and kind of looking all sad and shit and says, you know, leave one wolf alive and the sheep are never safe. Fucking Arya, man. She didn't take no shit from anyone. She wouldn't let kids do blow. No way.
Oh, God. And if she did, she just put on another face with a fresh nose. and snort it up. See, I can do references.
I've never been one for excitement or thrills. My life as a serial killer has been rather dull, to be honest. It's not like the movies where every kill is a pulse-pounding experience. For me, it's been more about routine and methodical planning. I choose my victims carefully, always ensuring I won't get caught. The actual act itself is clinical, almost boring.
Oh my God, I want to kill myself.
There's no rush of adrenaline, just a sense of completing a task. I don't enjoy it, nor do I detest it. It's just something I do. Maybe that's the scariest part. How mundane it all feels.
Jesus.
Kind of like working with Aaron, but not as bad. Aaron, that gives me an idea. Time to noodle on the plan.
Oh, God. Silence Dugan says, my good one, Panhandler. My 9-year-old daughter just died of a drug overdose. I could really use a pick-me-up. Aaron truck drop?
Oh, this could happen. This could happen. Rest assured it already has. And rest assured the fact that I'm still here and I'm still talking about it and my children and I are still doing all the stuff we do. Rest assured.
Oh, he just admitted to doing stuff with his kid.
That's what I can say. I was a Riccata fan for years. Yesterday had me.
I love Full Metal Alchemist.
He was so mad at video.
Yeah. To me.
He goes, well, Christian, he didn't like anime. Thank you to Nick the Milkman for $5. Says you couldn't tame the dragon last night. It was funny. Have you seen the Alex Stein, Jesse P.S.?
Okay, there's definitely more where Johnny's like, I've just had enough of it. And Aaron's like, well, you know, again, it's just my life and I got to talk about it. And he goes, yeah, and I'm allowed to think we've had enough of it. He like pushes back again, but I can't go hunting for that in today's 4-hour fuck fest over there. We got plenty of stuff to talk about. And the first one is this.
I saw that.
This is from Alyssa Clips.
Like April, somebody called me today. Fucking everybody's just informing me.
What happened now?
She changed her social media profile pictures.
Oh.
Oh.
It's just.
Hey, this one's for Lemmy. This one's for Lemmy. You gotta really strap in for this. This one's for Lemmy.
Any changing anyone has done is just further down the hole. It's just, you're watching it going, bad, mistake, terrible, awful. We've got a picture where, now, wife swapping is one thing.
Okay.
That's degenerate. That's awful. You don't want that being public. You don't want some loudmouth blabbing to everybody.
No, you wouldn't want that, would you?
You swapped what? You don't want some guy who has no shame,
right,
and is willing to make himself look like dog shit in order to just put that out there. You don't want that. But certainly what you don't want is, let's say you're like a traditional Christian dad and you pitch yourself that way.
Yes.
Now, first of all, one of the main things about being a traditional Christian dad is you got to keep your kids. That's kind of,
again, the whole time he's talking to Matt, he's watching himself. Once you see it, you can't start taking your mind off this kind of stuff.
The first rule of being a traditional Christian dad.
There's a second one.
What's that one?
You got to only put your dick in your wife.
I'm getting to that.
Okay.
We got to take these trad steps one at a time. No, I know you and I aren't good at them.
So again, once Mubi does something wrong and considers himself absolved of that crime or moral, you know, misstep or what have you, one of his favorite things is now to go around and, you know, preach to everybody about how they need to straighten up their lives and get it right like he did, and how what they're doing is disgusting, and how can anybody do that? Even though he was allowed to have that disco era.
Both of us twice divorced. but we can, you
know. It's a good club to be in.
Yeah, do as I say.
Is it? One of you looks like a worm, and one of you is.
Say, not as I do.
Yeah, we've learned.
First rule, I guess, is to not make them hungry and stinky. That's number one. Okay, number two. Okay.
What about Matt? Matt's always hungry and stinky.
Don't lose them. If you lose them, it puts a dent in the traditional Christian dad thing. The other thing is, don't flaunt your affairs or let your mouthy fucking side piece flaunt your affairs in front of God and everybody.
Now, again, there's only one person who has flaunted the affairs out of all four of these people. Again, we would still not know to this day about wife swapping or swinging or whatever you want to call it if it wasn't for Aaron Imholt, and Aaron Imholt only. And now he's calling April, his ex-wife, a disgusting, gross side piece whore, and saying, like, you don't let her go flaunt your relationship. She's not. She just updated her profile picture. All of this is pure projection. It's really insane to wag your finger like that. I mean, just...
The other thing is, don't flaunt your affairs or let your mouthy fucking side piece flaunt your affairs in front of God and everybody.
Yeah, no one flaunt... which is it? By the way, which is it? Do April and Nick need to come forward and atone and admit what they've done and ask for forgiveness? In the town square? Remember all your dumb bullshit? Or do they need to shut the fuck up and not let some mouthy cunt go around? It's not a good look to let April take a photo. Again, one person's flaunting all the affairs. One person's flaunting all the relationships. It's Aaron. Aaron is the only person talking. Nick's not talking about that. Kayla's not talking about that. Aaron's not talking about that. Here's Moody with a chime in. Every time something bad comes out about Nick, Aaron can't hide his glee. But the more Aaron has to answer for, since he was also part of it, the audience is going to turn on him and he can't see it. I mean, they already have. Again, go look at Twitter. Go look at his chat. His entire show is based on the popularity based around Nick Riccata now. The same thing he accuses you of being... in regards to Aaron being your meal ticket. Right. Again, I didn't know about Aaron until last year, but this show's going to die if he goes away. We'll be okay. We'll be okay. We're in our 20th year. We're going to be fine. I think we've made it. You know, they say the first years of a business, it's rocky. You never know. We're all right. We're going to be all right. Also, Moody, fix the polls. Go listen to yesterday's show to find out what's wrong. All the choices just persist forever. On every new poll. Go fix it. Hit the like button if you want Moody to fix the polls. Well, I'd love to put a poll up about it, but they're broken.
So somebody directs me to the social media pictures, and I'm not going to dwell on them. I'm not going to show them. I think it's kind of
shitty. Show me.
Okay, so the minute he's just like Kevin Brennan. The minute he goes, look, I'm not going to show this. Matt, we're not going to read this. You know he is. The minute he says, I'm not going to show it, you know he's going to show it. The minute he says, I'm not going to read it, you know he's going to read it.
I'll show you, but I don't want to.
We need my reaction.
I'm going to be honest. I feel like I'm picking on people. I feel like I'm kicking dead dogs here. I see this picture, and the first thing I notice is.
It's for Lemmy.
You know, when you're using stimulants, the shine goes out of your hair, and it appears ratty.
Oh, is that what happens?
First thing I noticed was, oh, my God.
I just picked up on something that's just like, that's not the person I knew.
What's that?
Just the whole thing. Just
right.
Okay. So they're looking at this picture. Aaron's saying she looks ratty. And Matt's saying this is not the April I knew. Okay?
The other thing is, don't. All right, fine. I'll put it up.
There he is. That's our boy. All right. So here's the picture of April. And this is the picture they're commenting on. Her hair looks red. First of all, this picture is so low res, you can't tell if her hair is shiny or not. You're not being honest. This is so pixelated and blown out, overexposed. You can't tell here if her hair is shiny or not. So grow up. Again, now that you're done with her, she's trash. When you were with her, she was a fucking 10. You couldn't stop groping her in the middle of your show. Second of all, listen to him talk about this photo.
Here's the... It didn't take fucking much.
Here, because we're talking about it. So the hair, number one.
It is public info.
Dude. Number two, could we not... I'm going to try and use a respectable word here. Mm. Could we not pose like a harlot in a harem? Word here. Mm. Could we not pose like a harlot in a harem? Could we not pose like a harlot in a harem?
Let me hear this.
Could we not pose like a harlot in a harem?
Now, when she was getting nude on her stream and stripping down to a bikini and turning around and wagging her thonged ass in the air and rubbing it and telling everybody, look at it. And then he couldn't stop groping her and grabbing her midstream. And then anyone goes like, oh, this feels cheap and tawdry. They were like, you just can't handle it because she's so fucking hot. Eat it, bitches. We're having fun. It's not for money. Now she's a harlot. By the way, she's wearing a skirt. Her legs aren't exposed. That's not, you know, just for people watching. This isn't skin down here. This is just the color of the skirt. White, black, and like an orange, you know. Almost like a terracotta color there. So, yeah, she's showing midriff. She did that a lot before. But this is nowhere near like, you know, before she was wearing like see-through shirts and shit. So in a lot of ways, this is classier. She doesn't look unhealthy there. She doesn't look emaciated. Now it's hard to tell. But there's nothing unhealthy or unusual about this photo. This is a typical photo a woman would post on social media. And movie's having a meltdown like it's the grossest, most obscene thing you could do.
Could we just pose like a person? Like,
Could we pose like a person? Again, she bent over on your show and pointed at her bare ass and told everybody to look at it. And you sat there and loved it. She would be way more revealing on your show.
Who poses like this?
Your wife.
Who, like, isn't cruising for dick.
So, again, what it's all about for him. He can't. He's one of these guys. He cannot take it that another. She chose somebody else and then other people are piping his wife.
Number three. And this is.
He hates it.
For the farms. Mm. This is for the Kiwis. Mm-hmm. You know how I said that if you're going to be a traditional dad and stuff, you don't flaunt your affairs in public or in front of your wife?
Yes.
Try to fucking keep it low-key and classy, you know, like the old timers used to do back in the, you know, the Mad Men guys?
Yeah.
You know, just get a little hotel thing here and there. Don't move the concubine in. Don't flaunt it in front of the wife who's already struggling enough mentally. Don't.
Like you did? When you cheated on your wife and she found out and you flaunted it on her and then got her pregnant and then flaunted it on her throughout the divorce. And then April, who you flaunted on her and held over her and tortured her with the entire time you were married. Now you have a good relationship with everyone. You moved the concubine in. You moved the concubine in. This is such high school ex-girlfriend, boyfriend shit.
Do this.
We'd have to care about your wife.
She...
Yeah, he still thinks cheating is fine. You're right. I mean, again, any woman that's with him is so stupid and dumb. I mean, imagine whoever this new sleaze is.
Good point. Now, I cannot speak exactly for where this plant is, so I'm not going to do that. Uh-huh. I leave that up to the Kiwis.
Uh-huh.
But this is such a harlot-y pose with the dried out hair, which I know what that's from, unfortunately. Okay, and then the other...
I mean, what is that plant? Is he trying to say, like, this is in Nick's house?
And these arms used to be so much more muscular. So, anyway.
Well, which is it? She was too thin when she was arrested. Now she's too fat. And, again, you used to be a lot more muscular, you know? You're going to have to stop. You're going to have to start moving your mic out of the way because your chins are hitting it.
This right here, this watch, Uh-huh. You see the watch?
It's a big fucking watch.
Could you have a little bit of respect for the guy's wife? Could you?
So I guess that's Nick's watch. But she might have stole that like she stole your money and your stuff.
Have a little bit of respect for the fact that the guy has a wife and five children. That's Nick's watch she's wearing.
Now, again, maybe Nick gave this to her. She used to always wear watches and, you know, just garish turquoise garbage on her wrists.
I know this because she showed it to me when he gave it to her.
The fact that he's noticing all this and looking at it all and having so much feelings about this, you know.
Emotional damage.
Kayla, I gave Kayla like some, like she got some steel toe tank tops and shit. And like,
yeah. Right. Do you think she threw the fridge out? You fucking idiot. You think Nick cries every time she eats a piece of cheese out of the fucking bedside smeg? You fucking idiot. You're a bitch. You're a feely, feely bitch. This is insane. I mean, to keep just going like, why is she wearing the watch? Go to bed. Turn it off. Don't you have a new fuck piece? Do you have any respect for your ex-wife? Again, a week after the thing was done, you were announcing you were in a relationship. Do you have any respect? Or does everyone else just have to tiptoe around on eggshells for you? Scramp. Eggshells. I guess that's the truth. She used to clean up the eggshells. Now they're everywhere. So everyone has to walk real careful around the moobster. What else could it be? Everyone has to respect him. Everyone has to get out of his way. Everyone has to be mindful of how they treat him. And he's mindful of everyone else. The kids. God, can you respect Kayla? Jesus. Think about how Nick must feel. Yeah, you're on anybody's side except whoever hurt you. We get it. We get it. You're a bitch, dog.
Yeah. Some clothes and some shit. April has this watch. And it's Nick's watch. And she's wearing it in her public profile picture. As she's doing a...
Again, maybe it's her watch now. We don't even know. We have no clue about that. The Baloney Factory, one about after Nick's legal stuff is taken care of, he makes it his life's work to fuck with Steel Toe. Yeah, this was a new theory today, actually. Someone was positing over email to me, but we came up with this on our own last night. I mean, Nick is setting up for a major, major sort of defamatory attack here when this is all over. And movie will just keep walking deeper and deeper into it. Fucking idiot, I'm telling you. And then somebody said this. April's probably doing the same thing as advised by Nick. You know, it's very hard. This is from a lawyer. This is from a lawyer in Florida. So, you know, law's different. And again, this might not be her field either. Oops, just doxed her. It was a woman. This is from a lawyer. And she said that, you know, it's very hard for a husband and wife to claim defamation in a lawsuit because it's personal. Both of them know so much. They talk about their experiences, and that's what it is. But when one's on the radio spewing nonstop lies, and we all watch him. We watch him conjure up some theory or thought in his head, and 2 minutes later, both him and Kiki are reacting to it and, you know, barking like hens because they believe the thing they just made up. You do that enough. You show a track record of doing that for months and months, which is what Mubi will do. He'll never let this go. He's too autistically retarded and grabbed onto it like a broken claw machine. You know, it sets him up for a very, very nice attempt, at least, for a lawsuit. Because it is all just pure speculation and lies he throws out there like they're facts. No disclaimers, nothing. Clifford, towards the poll. Thank you, Clifford. Appreciate that. We also have some stuff coming in over here. Avidan says, Red Bar, love your hackamania balloons. That means everything to me. The taxes staff member for 14 months. Man, I'm a pathetic loser. Wow. Seems like it. Cocainal Kate member for 10 months. Oh, my God. I hate Aaron so much. It's so obvious by Johnny's body language. He's so tired of this tart. I mean, he says it. He explicitly says it. Johnny Mars, member for 13 months. Carl mentioned you in the DabbleCon 2 promo. Will you be there on stage doing a podcast? I haven't been in. It's weird to put me in a promo and not, I haven't been offered anything. So that's crazy. No, I'm not officially part of DabbleCon at all. I'm going. I'm just going to go. That's insane. And I know people are like going because I'm going to be there, but no, I'm not a part of it. I haven't been invited to be on any show or part of any show or lineup or anything like that. So I'm like, why am I? That's weird. Spurgsteak, member for 13 months. Wow, what a difference a year makes. Are we all ready for another classic summer? Mac salad with extra mayo, please. Say Spurg Fresh back. Sounds like some sort of password. All right. Anyway, we're caught up with that. Thank you very much. Let's get into this as we dive into Kiki. This came across my radar. I think it was an autoplay, the children are calling it. And, you know, I'm not really into steel toe clips, but Stallion made it. Thank you for joining, Buffs. We appreciate that. But watch this. This will break your goddamn skull.
Streamlabs PayPal Venmo with $2 says, didn't you F the same guy your mom did, Kiki? Ooh, story yes. time.
Again, I only speak the truth.
Made up or factual. Either one.
It's, I used to have a joke about it. I had sex with him first.
If you lie, you can still say I speak the truth. It's not like only truth sayers can say that. So it may, like, saying that is so retarded. Look, I only tell the truth. First of all, no one only tells the truth. Second of all, yeah, liars say that all the time. Chad says that almost every show.
He was right in between our ages, and he was not my boyfriend, if you would like to know. But I'm not going to not let my mom have a little fun. And
listen to this. Make sure you have a sick bag before we get any further into this.
Fucking, you know.
You didn't set your mom up with him.
It's not really a setup. I'll explain this very quickly. It was a gentleman. It was a bartender at I was in college. I was 22. He was maybe 30-something. My mom was maybe 60 at the time. I don't know. I can't do the math. And I hooked up with him drunkenly a couple of times. And
she was in college and her mom was 60 and the guy was 30? And they both fucked the same dude.
And my mom is a cool lady, right?
Okay.
She came out to hang out with us when she came to town. I was not hooking up with them at the time. I was going, ew. That's never happening again.
Right. So you admit it could happen that way with Gino. As long as you're open to that fact that you could at some point say that about Gino. Ew. Ew. Ugh. These women are trash. I'm too scared to email you, so thanks for the show. Thanks, B-Snacks. We can agree to disagree on stuff. It doesn't have to affect our friendship or our fundamental love of the same thing. That's what makes the world go round, man. 32 flavors and whatnot. Wait, is it 31? Where do they have 32 now?
And then
Look at Mubi doing this massage. I mean, he never stops. He never stops with his weird mouth and hand tics.
That's never happening again. and then I'm like, why don't you just like
rubbing crust out of his eyeballs live on the air. Dope.
You know, bone my mom. And listen, she's a fun lady. The more I talked about it, the funnier it got. The funnier it got, the more real it got. All of a sudden, I look up. I'm like, oh.
Again, Aaron's not watching any of this. Look at his eyes. All he cares about is his fucking chat room. And by the way, imagine being a guest on his show and never picking up on this. He doesn't care. You're just there to be there. It's so disrespectful. And by the way, it goes both ways. You know, the guests don't show up on time. The guests never have shit figured out. They're always adjusting their camera. The mic's never on. But Mubi doesn't pay attention to these people at all. Why would you keep going? This is awful.
The more I talked about
this is a great story. And you should be asking tons of questions. And he's just there watching the chat.
The funnier it got. The funnier it got, the more real it got. All of a sudden, I look up. I'm like, Wayne's taking Mickey home. We were roaring about it. I would say all three of us have that.
He does these little fake reactions. It's like, this is inhuman. No one who's real watches this and thinks it's real. It's so weird.
That story, and so does everybody else involved. And it was a...
Look at Aaron's little unhealthy Skittle teeth. Holy fuck, look at these chicolatas. I'm not kidding. He has real, like, candy corn teeth. They're all, like, rounded, and there's giant gaps in between them all. It reminds me, I had to go for a cleaning on Saturday at my dental place. I call it my dental place.
Everybody else involved. And it was a, it wasn't like we were trading a man or my mom or I stole my mom's boyfriend or something like that. It's all in good fun.
Yeah, people tell themselves that kind of shit all the time for all kinds of stuff. Guys, don't worry about it. It's totally normal. Oh.
It was a one-time thing, you know, so. Yes, that's why me and Nick are Eskimo sisters. I can't.
It's hard. It's because now all I'm thinking is, like, if I had sex with somebody.
Okay. We're entering Imagination Town. All aboard. Everybody on?
And then my dad had sex with somebody. That would be weird. You know what? I just realized something. Who the fuck am I to judge who the per... Oh, my God. I am not... I keep forgetting that I'm a piece of shit.
Oh, no. It just... It wasn't like... It's so funny because people act like that's so... For me and Mickey, it was just a goofy story.
It's you know it's already fucked up when you call your mom by her name. I'm sorry. I joke around and say she has this affect to her voice because she was touched when she was little. Who knows? Who knows? But it is a very common trait amongst sexual abuse victims. Talking like a baby all the time. It's insane. It's insane. It's a verbal mask, you know? It's like Kate Meany and her vocal fry. It's like, what did her daddy do? What did her daddy do?
I don't care. I don't care.
But, you know, her mom and dad are clearly divorced, and she calls her mom by her first name. Mickey? Well, for me and Mickey, it was crazy the time we shared a guy. There's nothing weird about it. Just classic Mickey and I. It's like, okay.
Right.
Did the three of you?
It wasn't a guy that I had any feelings for. Yeah. I went, what?
Kiki's mom is a whore from way back. Jesus Christ. It's times like this I wish we had a Kiki AI.
Excuse me, Keanu's mom is the president of the Cool Girls Club. Yob.
Just kidding. We'll never have a Kiki AI. That's not a real person.
Just fuck my mom. He's going, Mickey, you know, she's a good time. And she.
You know my mom, she's a good time.
He's going, your daughter won't hook up with me anymore, or whatever. I'm like, I regret that I did in the first place, Wayne.
This is May 30th. This is her this year. Like, this is something somebody with a middle name Lynn yells in the front yard of a trailer park. I regret that I slept with you in the first place, Wayne. So you can come over anytime and get your fish tank, Wayne. I mean, what's going on?
Why don't you just fuck my mom? They start flirting. They had a connection. What am I going to do? Stop them?
Did he try to hurt your feelings and say that that your mom was better?
And look at him again. He goes into full hug mode. You know why? She's bringing up sharing someone with someone else. And that kind of stuff makes movie very uncomfortable.
He probably did say that, actually.
And then why did he bring that up? And did she try to hurt your feelings by saying or did he try to hurt your feelings by saying that she was better? So April definitely did that to him with Nick, saying that, like, Nick's dick was bigger and Nick was better in bed. He's living out his little therapy session right here with Keanu.
Oh, no. See, that's...
I don't know.
That's how so you know, funny. But that's how you... If he did say that, that's how you know it's not true.
That South Carolina white trash just came out of her. Thick like barbecue sauce. Just mop it on. And I don't give a shit what you do. Call the cops, Wayne.
Because he's doing that because he's hurt that you're not sleeping with him. So he...
Okay, we got to hear his breakdown because, again, I guarantee you this is all what he's feeling. Listen to this. Listen to this.
Oh, I don't know.
That's how you know, but that's how you, if he did say that, that's how you know it's not true.
So if April told me that Nick's better in bed than me, that's how you know it's not true. Oh.
Because he's doing that because he's hurt that you're not sleeping with him.
April only did that because she's hurt that I'm not fucking her anymore. That's why she's over there. She's hurt.
So he's telling you that to hurt you.
Again, you know he just gets so much sympathy in these groups he goes to. He loves it. He goes in there and he holds court because he's an orator.
If it were true, he wouldn't say it.
He didn't really tell me that. It was more like I literally, so I drive over to Wayne's house. He lives there with five roommates.
Such cope. That's such cope.
By the way, he walked in with my mom and he told all of his five, this is Keanu's mom. They all go, what? Like, so then I'm going, Mickey, it's 5 a.m. I'm like, where are you? I'm not going to let you do the walk of shame. I drive over there. Wayne comes out, arm around my mom. They both have glasses of whiskey in their hand. I'm like, you get in the car. Right now, Michaeline, okay?
Michaeline.
This is all fun. You get in the car. She's like, we're just having fun. He's like, Keanu, relax. I said, it is 5 o'clock in the morning.
Now, again, Keanu goes to bed at like noon.
And then, Aaron, you're going to like this too. Mickey leaves the next day, and she has the audacity to call me and say, Keanu, I left my earrings at Wayne's house. Next time you go into work, could you just ask him? Because your brother got me those earrings.
Oh, no.
Hey, and they let me know. I said, I am not going into my job and asking Wayne, hey, when my mother was blowing you on your beanbag chair... And she happened to take her earrings off because she's polite. She might have left them right on the side of it.
There's a mattress somewhere with both Kiki stains and stains of her mother. That's remarkable.
Yeah! You said the secret word.
If you could find them for me, I said, Mickey, order a new pair.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Fucking not. But you again,
don't. Wait a minute.
That's the relationship that we have. Didn't bug me, but, you know.
I'm not trying to call you on anything. I'm not trying to start a debate on today's show, but you don't need to take your earrings out to blow somebody.
That's what I always say to Michaeline. I'm like, what? Why did you take
Why do you know that your mom takes her earrings off to blow somebody?
It's what I always say to my mom. You don't have to take your earrings off to blow somebody.
Hello, exactly. Me.
Well, because I know her so well, again, she's my sidekick.
Don't
right?
know her that
I know
well.
That
Don't
any
ever.
Home she ever goes in, she starts taking all of her jewelry off. And apparently, she just forgot the earrings. It wasn't necessarily to blow anybody or what have you.
I just imagine a guy like has a rod and he's just standing there and Kiki's like a pro wrestler taking robes and everything else off. And she's like, hold on, let me just get this, take all this off. And by the time... Like, she's done. He's like, all right, we're going to have to start this whole process over because now I'm at a halfsie. So you're going to, I mean, you're just making more.
Remember, Aaron takes blue chews.
My name is Lady K. I'm confused. Am I Kate Meany or am I Keanu Kiki Poo Poo Face? I think it's the bee's knees daddy-o. And I like to get pee-pees inside my doo-doo hole.
I think Lady K was originally Stuttering John's daughter. Knight / Greta / Greta Knight. Oh, hold on. Oh, I got an email from somebody named Joe, and they were like, thanks for sending the computer, you lying sack of shit. You're only as good as your word, and your word is shit. And I wrote back, excuse me? And he said, a few months back, you said you built a computer for someone. They would send you the address, so you made an announcement on your show, whoever wants a computer, email you the address. So I sent you the address. I guess you were joking. Oh, no. Someone just did it before you. We mailed it to them. Yeah, of course I was joking, nerd. Imagine, again, waiting months and then sending an email like, you never sent it. Guess you're a giant piece of shit. I am. Move on. Fucking pussy.
Aaron, maybe we can do the same thing. Pick a fold of your liking. April said you were only good with the blue chew. Bring that with you.
Buy your own computer. And yeah, Aaron should definitely just go pump Mama Scrimp full of fucking moob juice. I'd be into it.
Work for yourself.
It's true. And at the same time, I'm fucking, you know, honking outside. Come out of there, Mickey. So she may be probably. Yeah. And then he'd come out like this.
You really hurt your mom's performance that day. Like, by rushing her.
Again, like I said, he probably would say she was better than me. So, you know, Mickey is a fucking class.
Okay, so here's my theory on this stuff. It's like Steel Toe shouldn't be on the radio, but whatever. Like, he's allowed to have a show, whatever. It sucks. It'll eventually, once enough, again, all it takes is somebody to come along and point it out, the nonsense that's going on. And then people start waking up slowly, and you go down to what you get. But everyone around him, every co-host, Matt, Kiki, Johnny Crunchman, like, these people shouldn't, and I'm not kidding here, they shouldn't be in front of a microphone ever. Like, there's nothing here. There's nothing here. This is complete garbage. And you go over to Kiki Cast on her channel. This was last night. 1,500 views on this. Massive stuff. I imagine she's crushing her man. I don't know how many views she normally gets. Let me take a look at Kiki's channel. Okay, so it is just a pop because of this stuff. Normally she's around 600, 800 views. You go back a month and she's 500, 700 views. Some of them, you know, like some of them when she has people on, will get like 2K. So not a nothing burger. And I imagine a lot better than Gino. Let's go to Gino's. This guy's just unfollowable.
Ram it.
What an awful man. Okay. Gino. 600, 2K. 1K, 700. 1K, 900, 600. 1K, 1K. 1K, 1.4K. 3K, 500. So all over the place. All over the place. And on the videos, 200, 300, 300, 300, 200, 200, 100, 200, 400, 100, 200. So those are low. It's shit. It's shit all the way around. Just wanted to give a little scope of the landscape here. This is from last night. It's a show called Nice Kiki is Dead. This is hilarious. It's going to be really, really funny to watch this. Connor says, so you're not sending out the free computers? Fuck you, Melton. Lose my number. Blocked. I think Chad must have hacked your account. All right, this is Kiki Cast, everybody's favorite, with her mom. And Chrissy Mayer. This is about an hour and 50 minutes in, so everyone's psyched.
But
one has not been tested.
One hasn't been tested for autism. Should we get to Dark Kiki?
Yeah, let me get a drink.
Okay.
Dark Kiki. So she's going to do blackface here.
Yes, do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. So This is what I was going to. I know. Didn't I leave you all on a cliffhanger?
And even her own mom's bored and checked out in her phone. By the way, this is Kiki's mom. Imagine. Look, and again, I'm not hitting on Keanu, but imagine fucking this. And then next week, fucking this. I pulled out better looking shit from my drain.
Are you ready, mommy?
Yes.
This has nothing to do.
Looks like tan mom. I mean, it really is. By all means, bring her on.
At all with the drama that's going on. Believe me, I am good with drama.
And of course, she calls her mom.
Chrissy is an awful human being.
Oh. Of course, she calls her mom by her first name and does the little fake voice with her mom, too. Tell me there's some trauma there without telling me there's some trauma there. It's Bob Levy and drag. Yeah, that's a good call. We could do a sketch.
I am not good with the drama that's going on with Ricada. He can fuck himself, too. That has nothing to do with me.
Wow. Take it easy, Dark Kiki. Don't hurt him.
Right. This has
Jamie Lee Coitus
to do with Michaeline.
This is the second time she's had to tell her to stop paying attention or to stop, get off her phone. Her own mom is so bored. This is an important segment. And her own mom has gone back to her phone two times and she's had to call her own mom out and go, Michaeline? Michaeline? It's like,
to do with me. Right. This has to do with Michaeline.
I'm sorry, I'm listening.
Even your own mom doesn't want to be on your show. What is it? You guys are allowed to just have a Zoom call.
It's all right.
Hey, Jake Hudson, welcome to the chat room. Stop emailing me. Thank you.
It's I am over.
So do you wait until your mom put her phone down to shut the fuck up? Now you don't know how to talk?
Over and tell me, correct me if I'm wrong, all of you.
Okay.
I don't know if it's my older age of 31 or the fact that I'm getting married.
I think you've just been pushed too far.
But I have been pushed too fucking far.
Okay, honey. Any chance of a palate cleanser for you, Ga? No. You didn't even super tip. This is pathetic. Do better.
Too far.
I think you have been pushed too far.
Way to back her up, Michaeline, is it?
Right. A gentleman who was a fan, not only of
mine. I would use that term loosely.
Okay, well, who's going to tell it, bitch? A minute ago, you weren't paying attention. Now you're interrupting every 2 seconds? Shut up, old mom. Shut up, old mom.
Fan. Well, no. Too much gentleman. Of a fan.
Gentleman.
A gentleman. No. Person?
I wouldn't use that.
You wonder why women don't make as much money as men. Try to tell a story. And then more of you try to jump in and help. It's just, yeah, I would say it, right? A fan. I wouldn't really say a fan. I'd say it, right? But you would say, right? Like a fan gentleman, like a gentleman fan, but not really a fan. But tell the story, whore!
Use that.
Right. A person.
Well, so far we've gotten this story's about a person, everybody. Who had person down? Could have been place or thing or idea, but no, it was person. Who had person? All right, moving on. We're going to answer all 5 W's today.
That used to be, I'm sure he's not now, a fan of.
And again, I love the fucking cheap Asian massage parlor music in the background. You know, it's like some bonus track on an Incubus album.
Mine. He's not only a fan of mine, he's a fan of Gino's. He's a fan of everyone.
This is going great. Oh, okay, this guy's a fan of everyone. That narrows it down. Go on.
I heard rumblings of him after the fact when it was a fan going when I first...
Our mom's back on her phone again already. All right, well, if you don't want me chipping in and correcting you, I'm back on my phone, bitch. I'm texting Wayne.
Started the podcast. He said...
And she put her phone down again. I love it. Even her own mom is bored from her fucking shitty show.
Do you need a...
She keeps hitting Siri.
Booker. I can be your producer, which... And I'm going like, I know, but all right.
Okay. This sums up all these stupid wannabe comics. It's mostly women, but men too. I got an email or a call from a fan, and they said like, hey, I want to be your producer. I'm unemployed. I used to work at a fucking Bass Pro Shop. And I've been watching your show for a while. And I'd love to be your producer / booker. And then what's her answer? Instead of, no thanks, I'm good. You don't do this. So no, you're a nut. You don't know anything about it. Bye, bye, bye. Losers who don't have any prospects or any hope of getting booked anywhere or anything going on, again, like Chad or Ray or any of these losers, but mostly women, mostly dumb, stupid women, are just sitting there going, you hear what she said? This guy said, I would like to be your agent or producer and your booker. And she goes, no, but okay. No, but okay. Who are you? I don't know you at all. All right, represent me in every way possible. What could go wrong? You know, people make this mistake all the time. In L.A., they move and they get like a commercial agent. And the commercial agent's like, all right, you just got to get headshots. Here's my guy. And they go there and they pay like $500 for the headshots. And of course, the photographer kicks back $250 to the agent. Yeah, and then they say, we represent you. And they put you in a fucking book and never call you or do anything. It's a scam. But, you know, hopeful idiots with nothing else going on jump at losers who pop up out of nowhere offering to help them. You know, no offense, but you're dumb. The fact that you go, this guy, listen to her tell it again, how it all went down, and then she just went, no, but also okay.
After the fact, when it was a fan going when I first started the podcast, he said... do you need a booker? I can be your producer, which, and I'm going like, I know.
I don't need a booker or producer.
But all right.
But sure. What do you need? Just all my passwords and stuff? How does it work?
I never paid the man. I never had a contract with him.
Okay, then he wasn't your producer. There's a creepy fan you allowed into your life. You made a mistake. And now we all have to hear about it.
And then he would reach out to people. We'd reach out all right. Yeah. Tino said he'd reach out all right.
Yeah. It's always great to have your stupid boyfriend in the background screaming. All these guys do great. I really don't know why their shows aren't taking off.
He would reach out to people for me and say, do you want this? You know, I reach out to this person, put them on your show. And I go like, okay. And I said, and then he called himself Producer Robert. We never had a contract. We never had any sort of payment. I never paid him.
You said that several times. It's not the flex you think it is. You can stop bringing it up. I know you won't. You'll say that 90 more times. We get it. You don't have any money. No one thinks you paid him. He was taking advantage of you. You're the only one who doesn't know that.
Maybe 3 months after I started the podcast, there were rumblings of him creeping people out.
So 3 months after you started the podcast, there were rumblings of him creeping people out.
And I told him wholeheartedly, bro... And I talked to you, Chrissy, I talked to you and Frank about this. you said to me, you got to think about future Kiki. He's creeping people out, but I'm like, I feel bad. Whatever. It doesn't seem.
Now look at Michelina. She's gone full mooby, hugging herself. Look at this old mom. She's hugging herself with, you know, this is one of the craziest things she's ever heard her daughter had to go through. You know, they're rich and privileged. You know you're rich when you live in a place like this and you have a light fixture like that, but you hang shit from it to make it look like a chandelier. Oh, is she rich? Is that a chandelier? I mean, she's beside herself with grief. She's gripping and groping the giant rings and her dangly earrings. Imagine how long this old mom takes to get decorated in the morning. Got to hang tinsel from all her little jigs and jags.
Seem that bad, whatever he's doing. It doesn't seem that bad. And it breaks my fucking heart.
So it was brought to your attention 3 months in and you said it wasn't that bad?
Whatever. It doesn't seem that bad, whatever.
He's creeping people out. It was all brought to your attention. And you were gonna do what?
Bro. And I talked to you, Chrissy, I talked to you and Frank out. And I told him wholeheartedly.
Wholeheartedly. Did he know that? Did you say, look, this is wholehearted?
Bro, and I talked to you, Chrissy, I talked to you and Frank about this.
Yeah, and he knew that. So that should double down the seriousness of it. He knew that I was wholehearted, and he knew I'd talk to Chrissy about it. So, like, how he didn't heed my warning?
You said to me, you got to think about future Kiki. He's creeping people out, but I'm like, I feel bad. Whatever. It doesn't seem that bad. Whatever.
Okay, so you asked for your friend's advice. They told you he's creeping people out. You got to get rid of him. Think about your future. And you said, yeah, but still. And ignored your friends. Got it? Your more successful friends who told you exactly what to do. This sounds like Mubi.
Doing. It doesn't seem that bad.
You and Mubi are in the winners category. You just like everyone keeps telling you what to do, you ignore it, and then you go, why is stuff not working out for Kiki?
And it breaks my fucking heart.
Ah. Whoa, put those teeth away. Never do that again. Never do that again. This should be a Kiki mask. Holy shit. Still think she's hot? Yeah. Yeah. What the fuck? That's a different girl. That's a different girl. Pull out, Gino. Pull out. Holy horse teeth. Wayne! Wayne! What the fuck? Oh, that's rich. That's rich. Holy shit. What a freeze frame.
It breaks my fucking heart that I even, like, gave him the time of fucking day. I should have been. I'm like, this person doesn't like me. It's okay. All right. But, dude, you are no longer my producer.
Whoa! Big feels. Now? By the way, how long ago was the 3 months thing?
You are no longer my booker. I never paid you.
Again, she just keeps saying that as if it's relevant somehow. Yeah, we get it. This is never real. You'll let anyone represent you for anything. You're dumb. You're dumb. You're the same as Ray or Johnny Crutches or Mubi. Anyone can do anything to your show at all. You have no control. You'll let anyone help. You'll make anyone a mod. I mean, you're just losers. You're so desperate to be liked and make anybody your friend. Yeah, I mean, that's why he has 75 mods over there at Steel Toe. He's lost control. And like somebody just emails you and goes, I want to be your producer. And you're like, no, but yes, also.
Stop doing this. Get the hint. Right?
That was the first time.
That was the first time.
It happened to one person. He was creepy to one person, and then you
right. And he goes, "Don't let this ruin a good thing, Kiki." Like blah blah blah. And I'm like, "Dude, I'm."
Which is it? Because the first time you said that you asked Chrissy, she told you to get rid of him, and you said he's not doing anything bad. But now you're saying the first time you told him, get the hint, man, you're not my producer anymore. Which is it? Did you say it's not that bad? Or is he not your producer anymore?
Sorry, I can't have one person even being creeped out, even though I'm not fond of that person or whatever.
Like, it's also a horrible way to run your business. You're not going to have one person creeped out? I'm not going to have one person creeped out. Okay, let me know how it goes. I mean, again, I've been trying to do it over here, make everyone happy. I've been really trying to find a way to do that. Silence Duguid says, Micheline looks like Cameron Diaz's older friend in Something About Mary. Yes, that gross, gross, leathery woman. Ugh. They're disgusting. And again, you know, Gino, that's the ghost of Christmas Future. So I hope your dick is not vomiting in your pants while you watch this. Anonymous, with this.
Milton, I wasn't even going to super chat today. Dark Kiki is what I call my wife when we have semi-annual sex. That Kiki mom is hot. She reminds me of Wendy O. Williams of the Plasmatics.
Jesus.
She comes to you from the dark abyss. She knows how to ease your pain. 5-inch heels and her black leather boots. She makes you moan and scream. She takes control, and you're on your knees. You're hungry for her flesh. She's the mother of mercy, the mother of night, the mistress of taboo.
Like, I cannot have this. So
she said it wasn't that bad, but the first time she told him, I cannot have this. Okay, but that was the first time? That usually means you let it go on. All right, let's hear it.
Oh, I told him, do not do this. Do not reach out to anyone. You are not my producer. You are not my booker. You are not my fucking... You can be my friend.
You are no longer the Kiki concierge.
If you want to still be in the chat and I'll keep the wrench...
You're still my friend.
That's fine.
If you want to keep the wrench, that's fine. So again, this guy... creeped women out to the point that you had to fire him, but you let him still be a mod. You had to fire him from the imaginary producer job he had. By the way, you both loved it. You both loved it. You loved going around telling people that you have a producer. You loved it. You let him, and then, okay, I'll just let him be in another position of power.
Right? Goes on and on and on and on. And then eventually he starts ingratiating himself back. And I said,
what do you mean it goes on and on and on and on? It's like the yada, yada, yada from Elaine. I mean, you're leaving a lot of stuff out, which I think implicates you. Whenever people tell a story like this, I get immediately like, I want to know what he would say.
Starts texting me going, do you want this person? I'm like, no. I said, do not ask any of my friends. You're fucking creeping everyone out. Do not ask any of them.
Especially people that you can just text. Like, you can text your own friends.
I can text my own friends. You're not going to get any.
Guys, everybody feel free to message anyone or call anyone or text anyone and ask them if they want to be on NLO tomorrow. Every day. You want to be on NLO tomorrow? Dude, I can get you on NLO tomorrow. You want to be on NLO?
Hey, buddy.
Let's cause chaos. Let's cause chaos.
That I can get. I will let you keep your wrench. You can be a moderator, but stop it. I'll let you even
keep... So this is the second time. She's like, look, again, I'll let you keep the wrench. It's like, how about don't? How about don't?
The producer Robert name. That's fine.
I'm taking producer Robert back.
Fine. And then goes on to do what? Eventually, it's like now there's a group chat with all the of the girls of KeanuCast, the fans, right?
All of them? how do I get invited to this party?
And he goes, well, I booked all the girls of Keanu cast on on a show, which turned out fine. I'm like, all right, that's cool. At least you know them. I shudder to think, even though I...
Whoa. Watch what Michelina just does. Some sort of spell. She just put some sort of hex on her own daughter. Very subtle, but you got to watch it. Watch this. Mecca like a high, Mecca hiney ho.
I shudder to think, even though...
Was that a bug? Did you walk into a spider web, pal?
I shudder to think...
She's giving her sign language for wrap it up.
I shudder to think.
Wrap it up. Oh, God. Wait. We got some fake outrage and fake crying coming from the Aaron Imholt Emotional School of Performance.
Even though I asked him fucking not to, the people that he reached out to.
Her mama's got them tics.
So I'm going to say this. I am mortified and fucking disturbed.
Here's the thing. You fired him before, right? Your responsibility's done. It's over. He what? Reached out to a bunch of people, lied to them, put them in a group chat, and then was asking them for nudes and creeping on them? Not your problem, bitch. Not your problem. This is the third or fourth time you've done a show where you're like, that's it, producer Robert. You're dumb. You already fired him, so he's fired. So he's not your problem. The problem is you let him keep a wrench because you're stupid. Like, fire him or don't. Fire him. Fire him. I can't control it at all. Oh, not one bit. That beloved chatter keeps adding girls from NLO to a group chat, telling him, like, I know Melton, and using my name and shit, and then creeping on him. And, like, I'd have to come make a statement tomorrow, like, guys, I had nothing to do with that beloved chatter thing. I don't give a fuck. It's not my problem. You fired him months ago or something, right? Then move on. He's never going to stop being a creep. You think you're going to put an end to it? I got to go live and tell everybody I didn't have a part of it. Yeah, you're not in the group chat. You don't employ him. Yeah, we all know you don't have a part of it. You don't have anything to defend. Oh, except that you kept him on to do stuff.
Engrossed out with myself?
She's holding her hands like they're in handcuffs already. I'm embarrassed. I'm sorry. This was, I mean, this is Aaron Imholt's performance school.
Because I was too nice to this fucking monster? Because I felt bad for him to just say,
get a handle on his
right. Right.
Thanks, Michelina. Thanks for adding to the show.
Just say, fuck off. You're not a part of this anymore. I'm too nice. Always too nice.
Ugh. Can you tell your mom to not make faces like this during the program? It's too distracting. She's swatting away imaginary bees. She's looking like this. I mean, you can't do this on television. Peel off your face. What's going on? I've never seen a lizard yawn. You got to tell your mom she can't do that on the show.
Nice, right?
Ugh. Oh, God, it got worse. I turned away too soon. Oh, my God. That was the best part of it. Holy shit.
Anymore. I'm too nice. Always too nice, right? Ugh.
I call this face the Johnny Crutches. Ah! Ah! get me out of here.
Ugh. He did not respect you, your show, your friends, your audience enough to take you seriously when you say, like, essentially stop flirting and sending creepy sexual messages to.
Yeah, you can't tell a guy that. You have no control over that. I'll send Chrissy Mayer an inappropriate sexual message right now. You can't stop me. He didn't take you seriously when you told him to stop creeping on women that you know. Yeah, that's not the way anything works. He doesn't have to. Kiki wants you to stop being a creep. He's a creep. He's a creep. The fact that you didn't recognize him as a creep and he's like, I want to be your agent, your manager, your booker. And you were like, okay, me dumb. Me no know how to do no podcast. Welcome aboard. Here's a wrench. Hand out wrenches to more idiots you don't know. You guys all are the same guy.
Right. My fans, friends, audience.
She didn't realize the extent of that.
I know, yeah. And I didn't. But I didn't.
I had no idea. Except for the multiple warnings where I just kept letting him do it. I had no idea. Except I was made aware of it 3 months in. And from there on out, it just kept going on and on and on and escalating over and over and over. And I had to keep telling him. Right.
Didn't realize the extent of it. And then I gave him the benefit of the doubt.
Over and over and over. Don't act like it was once.
Because he was a fucking... I'm too nice to people. I feel bad for him.
Dumb. Too dumb. You...
I don't anymore. He can go fuck himself. But the first time I told him... The first time, Chrissy or Michaeline, the first time I tell somebody, wouldn't you be so embarrassed if it's like, you creeped someone out. You are no longer.
Yeah, please stop.
I told him he creeped someone out and he wasn't so embarrassed. He went away. He's a creep. Someone that does things like this to women, someone who creeps on women and asks them inappropriate things and says inappropriate things. These guys don't. Yeah, man, they're creeps. He's like, I don't understand why he didn't know why that was like, pretty much an invasion of my privacy. And like, that was wrong. And I don't know why he didn't learn that. Yeah, but you let it go on over and over and over and over and over and over and kept giving them benefit over and over. Again, don't act like this was one.
I paid you to be my booker. I never paid you to be my producer.
Again, no one thinks you have money. You can stop saying I didn't pay you. Stop saying that. What does that have to do with shit? We know you didn't pay. None of this was real. Everyone knows it wasn't real but you. We don't think you paid him. You don't have a company. You don't know what you're doing. You don't know who Colin Quinn is. We don't think you paid anyone. Calm down.
Sir, stop. This is over. Wouldn't you be embarrassed?
Yes, but then he just...
Wouldn't you be embarrassed if you got caught creeping on a woman? Yeah, but I would also never creep on a woman. So that's the difference. Like, guys who would be embarrassed by that, don't do it. That stops them from doing it. This guy doesn't have that thing. Like, you don't have that thing.
Just kind of hung around.
And he just ingratiated himself fucking back in.
He did.
He ingratiated and fell back in. No, you fell for it. He didn't fall shit. He's been doing the same thing over and over and over, and you keep falling for it. He's talked you out of it how many times? Keep the wrench. You're dumb.
Too nice. And I go...
Oh. It's not too nice. It's too dumb. There's a difference. Again, the main problem with all of these people is pattern recognition. How many times would you guys all like to do the same thing over and over again? Don't answer that. I've seen your shows.
All right, well, so he started reaching out to people, and I would say...
Started? He was doing that 3 months in! He never stopped! He didn't start shit! You let it go on from the jump! Hello? This is cope.
Do not reach out to anyone. unless
We heard you. You told him that already. He gonna. Now what? Keep the wrench? We've been down this road. Retard racetrack. These guys love to do it over and over and over. Take the wrench. Beat it. I'm too nice.
I fucking, or at least ask me first, I was saying.
Now it went from stop, knock it off, get the hint to, well, at least ask first. You can't tell a rapist to ask first. They don't listen. This chick lives in New York City, and she's, like, not street smart.
I'm like, ask me first. Because there's nobody you're going to get that I can't fucking
ask. She still thinks he's like a reasonable human. I just don't know why he didn't ask me or why he didn't stop when he got embarrassed.
Vicky, I'm done with Gino.
Okay.
Ask myself. You're creeping out everybody, but I'm too fucking nice. And now he's already ingratiated all of
you've said this 7 times, the same story. It was brought to my attention, and I told him this stops here, and then he ingratiated himself, and then I told him to keep that wrench, and then he started contacting the girls, and I said, don't contact the girls, this stops now, but you can keep the wrench, and then he just kept going, and then he ingratiated himself and started contacting the girls, and then I told him, you can't do that, at least ask me first, keep the wrench, and then he ingratiated, we've heard it, have you seen your show? Ingratiate, we heard it. The wrench. We heard it. You let this happen. We don't need to hear any more about it. This is a you problem. You let your friends get got like you got got. And this is a nothing burger. There's a creep out there. That's the story? Got it. Don't give your email address and number out to people. Got it. How about this show would handle it like this. Producer Robert's no longer with the program. He's a psycho. He's not affiliated with the show in any way. Take out producer Robert, put in Ian Hawk. Ian Hawk doesn't have anything to do with the show or the Discord anymore. Discord.gg/NLO.
It's a real life.
Get everyone's phone number.
The super fans, the butt rug babies.
The super fans. I'm gullible and so are all my fans. So I feel really responsible that I let this go on for a year and a half.
I was making a joke about how he had a group text with all of them.
Which is so unnecessary.
But also none of your business. Anybody can have a group text with anybody. Is everybody okay? You don't think Nick should be allowed to talk to April based on some stupid rule you made up in your head? And also, what? Chrissy doesn't think there should be a group text with him. Well, luckily we don't all have to ask Chrissy if we're allowed to be in a group text. No offense, everybody. What you think should be allowed doesn't really have a bearing on anything.
Because why do you need anyone's phone number when you can do everything through...
Don't worry about it. He's not affiliated with Kiki. He's just asking for bitches' numbers. Don't worry about it.
A Twitter DM.
And honestly, why do you have their phone number?
Again, I wouldn't worry about it. He's not your producer. You fired him. Not your problem.
You shouldn't be asking for them.
Again, any adult's allowed to ask for any adult's numbers. Are y'all all right? What's going on? I've never lived in a time where people are just like, and by the way, this is Chrissy, who's on the right, who protects people's freedoms. Remember January 6th? Never mind, I wasn't there. Chrissy, he can ask for it. You shouldn't ask for them. You shouldn't be able to ask for them. What? This is horse shit.
Right. You shouldn't be asking them for their phone numbers, number one.
Okay, mom.
And then what are they to do? They're like, well, I guess this is Keanu's producer.
It's not. You fired him before. I guess the lines got blurred because you didn't. I guess the lines got blurred because you let him keep doing it. And you knew it was happening. And you let him keep the wrench over and over and over. And you said, well, contact me first. Kept changing the rules. You wouldn't put your foot down. When you fire a guy. Don't even let him know when it's coming. Jesus Christ. I've never seen somebody peel the Band-Aid off and then lick it and then try to stick it back on and then get mad when it falls off. But try to dry it off on the dirt and then stick it back on. I mean, let it go.
I guess this is...
Flat Cat Jessica said, I thought women were strong and independent. Yeah, but that was before the likes of Pirate Robert. The Dread Pirate Robert.
Keanu's Booker. And I'm going like, yeah.
Why don't your fans have a clue? Keanu doesn't have any fans. She doesn't have a booker. Think about it for a minute. Keanu with a booker? No, no. Major shows don't have bookers. Shows with two orders of magnitude higher viewers than Keanu don't have bookers. This is your dumb bitch's fault. This is your stupid, dumb harem of fans' fault that they think you have a booker. Like, this is like Ray thinking he has a producer, you know, because Joe sets up the stream. Grow up.
That's all fine and good. Great. Whatever. I guess they are all just fans just talking together. That sounds like fun. Blah, blah.
Okay. So now it's okay again. What would you say the real problem is here? I mean, you keep oscillating back and forth on whether this guy's the worst guy in the world who's been banished or like, all right, well, I guess it's fine. I guess that's okay. Okay. Then there's no problem. Can we shut the window? Kiki was being kind of harsh to Robert for creepily DMing all her girlfriends. Robert was a longtime fan, a beloved chatter, says Citizen M.
Hey, sweetie, it's me, producer Robert. Good news. Just talked to some big names. Gonna need you to do another photo shoot for me at my apartment. Tasteful stuff. Classy. Got any other dumb girls? I mean, comedians I can represent. Anyways, Broadway, here we come.
I got a medical exam once. When I woke up, my butt really hurt. I must have slipped out of the dentist chair while I was out. Worst cleaning I ever got, but he gave me a little toothbrush. Cool.
By the way, you know, of course, movies on this morning sucking Keanu's dick again, because he got to. You got to feed your pigs. You got to feed your pigs or they'll break out and go somewhere else to eat. So he's on there this morning going like, and Keanu broke down crying on her stream. And Keanu's one of the strongest women I know. So, like, whatever he said that made Keanu break down crying, I know it was bad. Because Keanu's a strong bitch who can handle her shit. Never, ever, ever seen her one. She's a flighty, clueless idiot who's unsure as fuck. You know, I Googled her photo. By the way, again, Keanu, like, we can clink a drink and have a good time. No offense here. You know, I really hope some of this stuff's constructive, but I was Googling to try to get a picture for a thumbnail this morning, and I just Googled Keanu C. Thompson, and then you click on images, and it's like, oh, she's one of the lost boys. Like, I don't need to ever, ever question it again. It's like, this is a woman who's iterating through different personalities and trying different things, and boy, oh boy, is she lost. Just like Mubi. Only movie's got no ideas. At least Keanu's trying different stuff. I mean, we all remember it just gets, you know, I don't want to. And I guess she has an OnlyFans with way more explicit stuff. But you can just see her, like, trying different faces and outfits and vibes. Some of them get down to this level of stuff. Whoa, what is this tip? This looks fresh. Bisconti! Habisconti. Okay, that's like a fake tattoo, maybe. I see an outline. Anyway, I didn't mean to zoom in on the pubes like that. It's gross. Anyway, you just see a person like trying to be different things. And the thing she doesn't understand is like you got to stick to something long enough to make it work. You can't just keep ADD hopping around. It gets wild. So this is that little gremlin Lila Hart she hangs out with. I'm sorry. I know people haven't eaten. It's just lost girls just trying shit. And again, not that there's anything wrong with trying shit, but imagine wearing this on an airplane. Imagine changing into that on an airplane. You just don't get a... It's wild. It's wild. So that's what she is. And she's really, really trying to figure out what to be. Look at this one. This is April-esque. Very insane. Very insane. So I got, and I guess she has an OnlyFans. There's probably a dozen subscribers. Head on over there.
Blah, blah. But no, he was telling those girls what to say to me and what not to say to me. They put Michaeline in one chat and then put her in another, in an outside.
Oh, Kevin Brennan's typing. Hi, Kevin Brennan. Hi, Kevin Brennan. Hi, Kevin Brennan.
Don't. I don't chat.
Wait. Another day full of ideas and prep, I see, by the best clipper in the world, Kevin Brennan. Oh, boy. I bet he's overlaying all kinds of witty comments and not just eating cookies and going, while he checks his cell phone.
See? Thank you.
Erica's smart.
Right. So, and these girls didn't know the fucking wiser, okay?
Well, plus...
These girls didn't know the wiser? You didn't know the wiser! And even more malicious, you kept letting it go on. You didn't know the wiser? Budweiser?
If they put me
in... Know the wiser. Budweiser.
In a chat that he was going to kind of manipulate or say some shit about or to, I...
Ah! Sorry, I just looked at her again.
He probably knew that I would tell you.
You tell me immediately. Right.
And now here's Kiki. Why so defensive? Why the move like... I'm not zooming in on boobs here, sorry. Why the move like crossing of the arms here? Defensive posture. Again, because you know you fucked up. You know this is on you. You say you let a guy go, you let a guy go. You don't have to keep telling the same story over and over and over and over.
Mickey, I'm leaving Gino.
Good. Now send him my way so he can dog fuck my leathery shitbox.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Can you imagine Bob Levy's asshole? Can you imagine what a dystopian nightmare landscape that must be, zoomed in on a microscope? Peaks and valleys, hairs and remnants.
As producer of Keanu Podcast, I'd like to invite you to tell me how many human molars you can fit into your hairless sliz.
Oh, I'm telling Kiki.
And that creepy producer grew up to be... Gino Bisconte.
But it's all a part of the manipulation. It's all a part of the fucking manipulation.
Ew. Like, well, look at what Erica said.
I love the self-awareness here. She's like, she started calling out Aaron Imholt for his like delusions and lies. You know, like these people are emailing Melton telling you that these reports of April around town are fake. No. He'd rather believe that, again, after a major arrest and they're in the news locally and everyone knows who he is, that they're eating out every night at Zoltan's Pizza and they head down to the Dairy Shake Shack for a burger and a shake. You're dumb. Only an idiot would believe something like that. But Movie believes it. And again, you know, Gino and Kiki have started calling him out for a few things. We're watching a tandem experience here where you're like, I was manipulated. I'm too nice. He just kept saying this and I believed it. We watched April wake up next to him. So now it's going to be, we watched Corey wake up next to him. Now we're going to watch Kiki wake up. You know, will you be doing this and crying in 7 weeks? I don't know how I let Aaron talk me into this. He was manipulating me. I'm too nice. Oh, God. Everyone can see it coming except the people in it.
As producer of Keanu Podcast, I'd like to invite you to tell me how many human molars you can fit into your hairless sliz.
Sorry, we already did that. I thought that was a new one. I didn't mean to click it. Oodles of Toodles, thank you for being a member for 14 months of nonsense. Hit the like button, you dopes. Keel, becoming a new member. I don't know how that's possible. Keel, member for 12 months. So there's two Keels, is it? Movie's going to get into legal trouble soon, right? I don't know if it's going to be soon, but I do feel like something's coming. Before we get out of here, too, not that I'm about to get out of here, but I do want to make sure we hit it up again. Ricky Bev, the executive producer for today. Again, applause to him and also the rest of the high rollers couldn't do it without these people on this very list right here. But get out of here, Ricky Bev. All these people, thank you very much, including Michaela, who contributed today by a Venmo, a very, very generous hubba, 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 hubba. And Dan G, I don't know if Dan G was on there. He hit us up with the 20 memberships today. All very nice stuff. All very good, very kind stuff. Hit the like button before we get out of here, too. Sorry, it will be a shorter show today. Not exactly sure when I got to go, but like I said, there's just some stuff popping that's got to be dealt with. I got to fire a producer. Yeah.
Let's see. Pull up Erica's chat. He said, what can I do to change your mind?
Oh no.
To get her phone number. That's the thing. He's trying to get 24/7 access to people, which is unprofessional.
He doesn't work for you. Why are you worried about it? I've never seen somebody fucking be so frantic about somebody who's not an employee. You've made it clear that he doesn't work for you. So everything is from on him. I don't like, he's allowed to beg. He's allowed to offer money for her number. Let him be. Let him be. It's none of your business, Chrissy Mayer. Dude, he asked for a number, and then she was like, no. And then he said, what can I do to change your mind? Ew! Let a guy shoot his shot. Again, all these women can just block him, right? What's the problem? It's like that bitch who complained that Louis C.K. was jerking off on the phone with her. It's like, hang up! Did your phone not have that option? I don't know, man. Again, if he quarters you in a hotel room, it is one thing. But if he's jerking off on the phone and panting heavily and asking you what you're wearing, you can just hang up. No one needs to go to jail. Is everyone all right? This guy's allowed to fucking beg and plead and offer money and nudes and anything he wants for a girl's number. Shut up. Again, that bitch can block him at any time. Why are you worried about it, hen? Why are you buzzing around it? Again, it's your guilt that you let him in with access to all your people and misled people and made it ambiguous about whether or not he represents you or not. That's what you get for being an idiot and letting anyone just climb aboard your ship and wear a hat like they work here. Weird how it just doesn't happen to me. Weird how it happens to Aaron all the time. His mods start fighting and he doesn't know what's going on and people are getting banned and he has no idea why and he has to jump in and sort it all out. Yeah, because he let idiots control him. It doesn't happen over here. It doesn't happen. So, like, make fun of shit all you want. You feel guilt and you're bringing this to our attention like it's some pressing issue. There's no issue here. A guy's trying to get laid. A guy's trying to get nudes. A guy's trying to get girls' numbers. And what, Chrissy Mayer's mad about it? Pound rocks, bitch. Don't you have a newborn kid? Teach that kid not to act like that if they're a boy. Teach them to be smarter if they're a girl than Kiki was. Are we done? Did anybody get hurt? He asked for her number and said, what can I do to change your mind? That used to be called flirting. We really got to stop. You know, there's a difference between catcalling and smiling and saying good morning to a woman. Grow up. Is there anything I could do to change your mind? Is not level panicky shit. You can just say no. Right. You wonder why there's no good guys left. You've chased them all off with your horse shit. You've led men to believe that asking for your number and then when it doesn't come around and you keep flirting and go like, anything I can do to change your mind? That's not aggressive. It's not inappropriate. It's fine. And again, if you want him to leave you alone, explicitly say, I want you to leave me alone now. And then if he continues, block him. Again, you have a lot of choices as women today. What happened to that? What happened to your power? You're going to cry about this in a minute, too. That's what's insane. What happened again? Nothing? A guy repeatedly asked for a girl's number. I let this happen on my watch. Life's hard, man. Sometimes a guy asks for your number twice. It's real rough. I don't want to hear about it ever again when you can't get laid. When no guy talks to you on the train. No guy tries to talk to you at a bar. No guy ever says hi. What book are you reading? What is that? You from around here? Nope. All right, well, I'll keep our earbuds in and just close it down, losers. Because you've all convinced yourself that this is sexual assault. Let me hear more. What did he do?
Welcome to the program, Felicia.
Pleasure to be here, Kevin. Sorry, I'm late. I was busy ruining someone's life. Who hurt my feelings once?
Should have never asked anyone. I just want to pop off. It's insane.
Do it. Are you going to say ingratiate again? And you let him keep a wrench? We're waiting. Pop off. By all means. Nice Kiki's dead. Here's dark Kiki.
He should have never asked anyone for their fucking phone number.
I hate to take a womanizer's side, and he sounds like a psycho, no doubt. This is your big complaint you're bringing to everybody? He should have never asked for their number. Is that it? Meeting adjourned. Is that it? I could pop off, dude. He should have never asked for her number. Okay.
Ral, he kind of... It's a textbook fucking weirdo manipulation. These girls don't know the wiser. They don't know me, really.
They don't know the wiser.
They're fans of the show. Most of them become
they don't know you, Keanu. They're not your...
But he acted like, well, I'm the producer.
Because you kept letting him, and you didn't take the wrench away, which is the symbol to everyone whether he has power or not, whether he knows you or not. That symbol says, I am an admin. I run things around here. I know Kiki. She gave me this. It ties us together explicitly. No? Or keep bitching about why people don't understand he's not affiliated with you. You stupid bitch.
What can I... Let's all get in a group chat together. Can I get your number?
Actual bookers literally work for years to develop a Rolodex of contacts and connections.
Right. And no one who's an actual booker is coming after Kiki because there's no viewers or money in that. Again, how this isn't all Kiki's fault, I don't get.
And someone like myself or even like Lainey, like you spend years, and you too, Keanu, years.
You work years and years to build a Rolodex in your head of comics names like Colin Quinn. Shut up. Stop lumping. It's okay, Chrissy, to go, you're not a real comic, Kiki. It's fine. No, lump her in with you. I mean, Jesus Christ. I mean, Chrissy Mayer's barely a real comic. But at least has a little bit of a following and some heat in her own fans. I mean, like, and you too, Kiki. And you too.
These friendships, getting these professional contacts, and like, he's using it like his own.
And Kiki said, I've spent years building these professional contacts. And Kiki goes, Can we see the Rolodex?
Own fucking Rolodex of people he
petting can, zoo.
I refer to it as his own personal petting zoo, his own personal touch.
Right. His own personal one. Why are you there again? Ruining the vibe, cunt? All I've heard is this dude wanted to get some pussy and added a bunch of women to a group and tried to get all the numbers he could. And apparently Chrissy Mayer needs to make this her business. All these women can stand up for themselves and handle it, right? They can all block themselves and say no. But Chrissy Mayer and Keanu, they have ideas about what should be allowed for men. Okay.
Hank.
I'm sorry. You're wrong on this one, girls. You're wrong on this one. You know I'm right. This is insane. Your complaint is a guy asked girls for their number, and it was creepy. Creepy ain't illegal. Pound rocks.
Just girls that he can flirt with at
Yep. What do you think Tinder is? Again, is this the complaint?
No regard.
Dude, he could just flirt with him whenever he wanted? No regard for... No regard for what?
For you
flirting.
Why would I... If I want to message Kiki's mom, why would I have regard for Kiki? Hello? Recalibrate, Chrissy Mayer. I don't know you, but recalibrate. You're wrong here. It's bananas. It's bananas to think that he shouldn't be allowed. He shouldn't be allowed to talk to these girls. He shouldn't be allowed to create a group. He shouldn't be allowed to ask for info. What? Are y'all all right?
Show your reputation.
Flirting.
No reputation for Kiki, her show, or her reputation. Correct. Is that a law? You must show regard for the Kiki hour. We don't. Moving on. Is this the complaint? Someone didn't respect me and someone asked for a number. Does anyone have anything real, or is this boring hens complaining about nothing?
It was disgusting.
It was, and I sent them all. It's absolutely fucking insane, and this is where I'm incensed.
It's insane.
He took advantage of my being, the first time I said it, wouldn't you be so embarrassed you'd never talk to me again? He didn't. He stayed. He was fine.
Again, your problem is that he didn't react how you'd react. If someone told me I was creepy, I would have been embarrassed and left. He stayed. Yeah, he stayed with a wrench because you let him keep a wrench. He stayed because you said you can stay and keep the wrench. And then you keep bringing it up like we give a fuck that he didn't react how you react. I would have been embarrassed and left. He stayed. I would have been so embarrassed. I would have been. Wouldn't you have been embarrassed? Yeah, we would have all been embarrassed and left. He didn't! He didn't! Next! I mean, fuck. This is embarrassing. Yeah, you're right. It's a dabble versus view. This is garbage.
With it, he ingratiated himself back. And just,
right, doesn't this creepy weirdo have any shame?
Just fucking perverted my fucking kindness. I let him keep producer Robert. I let him keep banning. I would look at my fucking thing. I'm like, I have 60 people banned. Why? Damn, I would see people say fucking freaky things about him or something, and he...
So again, you let him keep the wrench. You knew he was creepy. You knew he was creepy all along. You let him keep the wrench, and he was doing shit behind your back that you didn't know about. And you just let him keep the wrench. Ian was doing a bunch of shady shit behind the scenes after being told not to several times. Huh. Yeah. We took his wrench.
Would ban them, and I would go, what are you fucking doing? This isn't your fucking...
It is, though. You let him keep a wrench. It is.
This makes absolutely no sense. Courtney Body says, I sassed him pretty early on, so I never got anything.
So now, the three things we're mad about is that he didn't leave when he got him. He didn't get embarrassed and leave. He asked for girls' numbers, and he was banning people. And that's not his. That's not your. But it is. He was a mod. He had a wrench. It is what he was to do.
Toward from him. That makes sense. So, I won't say their names, but other people in the...
To protect the innocent, please. Don't say the name.
Other people in the this group chat that was going on that are just nothing but, at this point, friends of mine. He basically would tell them, don't text Kiki this. Don't text her that. Say this to Kiki. Don't say that to Kiki. I would have never known unless yesterday I said to them, I was like, I'm not feeling it today. I have to do a short episode. Also, I'm going through this thing with Robert again
which maybe you guys don't know about, but a good friend of ours, Chrissy, messaged me out of the blue, and she's a guest on our show.
Let me guess. She had a bunch of other complaints about her feelings that weren't laws either. She had a bunch of feelings that things shouldn't be allowed that happened, right?
I didn't want to involve her tonight, so because I knew I was going to talk about this. She's been a guest on our show. She's a lovely fucking woman. She's, you know, in
right. She can do no wrong. Producer Robert raped her. Let's hear it.
Out of the blue, says to me, your producer has been texting me like a lot.
I don't have a producer. That guy's a creep. Block him. And that's it. That's it. This is over. Doesn't need to come on the show. Doesn't need to make it to air. That's it. Cha cha cha. I don't have a producer. Guy's lying. Bye. That's the end of your responsibility.
Saying sort of untoward things all day.
Again, is that a crime? Untoward things, officer. Take him away.
Say every day he's texting me every single day. It's like, fine, buddy, but...
But what? You're both wrestling with this because you know nothing's wrong. You're like, I mean, it's fine, but... Okay, well, which is it? Is it fine or but... Which is it? Just so stupid. You're so fucking weak.
And it makes no fucking sense to me. And I went...
It doesn't have to. A guy's doing something to somebody else. We didn't know we had to make sense to you. We didn't know we had to lay it all out and explain it to Kiki and Chrissy. I didn't know.
The moment she said that to
me... By the way, Chrissy stole presents from a Christmas party. Fact. I think it's badass. I don't really give a fuck about it, but that's like an actual thing you did to someone that was actually illegal. Can we stop? What had more of an effect? Those people not getting what they purchased or were going to give to somebody else or something somebody had given to them? Or this guy asking for a number that you wouldn't have known about if you shut your mouth and mind your own business? Which one?
Me, I went, I'm a fucking asshole. I hate myself for not just fucking...
You said you fired him. He wasn't your producer. What else? Are you responsible for all this guy's behavior from here till eternity? Or can you let it go, you psycho bitch?
Putting a stop to this from the beginning of it.
How could you stop a guy from asking for women's numbers? This is your flaw. That's not your job or your responsibility. Once you know someone's creeping on women in your arena, distance yourself from them and move on. Don't be wishy-washy. Don't halfway do it. Don't keep the wrench. Ask me first. Don't keep changing the rules. Don't keep moving the goalposts. That's why you're wrestling with this. That's why you're guilty. This is all your fault. This is all your fucking fault.
You're beginning to stop to it now.
What he was texting people. You need to actually see the text.
Yeah, let's see it. More importantly, let's get it to the police if it's a crime. I have a feeling it's not. I have a feeling it's stuff like, come on, baby girl. Come on, pretty. Let me get that number, baby, sugar, smooth, baby, sugar, doll, honey. I have a feeling it's that. Is that okay? Again, I wouldn't do it. It is creepy. It might be obsessive. But do any of these women ever say, stop, leave me alone? Or block the guy? Or did they just send it to you and go, can you believe this asshole?
Text to,
we did, we
to
did.
Be disgusted and to...
Yes.
You just kept giving him the benefit of the doubt because you figured...
I saw the text.
How could this person disrespect me so much? You had to see it to believe it.
You're dumb.
How could I possibly, right?
Look at Courtney's chat.
Can we get to where she cries about it?
Remember when he got... So I didn't know this. I know he got worked up when I... That's how
it's the exact
insulted. I felt fucking bad for him. Working his car, fine. But then you didn't realize.
And also,
he's creeping everyone out.
And also, like, you're a new podcaster, okay? Or you just got this show.
I was brand new immediately. Right,
and
I was so new. And this big time producer came up and said he could make me famous. So I just gave him all my keys. The lesson is you're dumb. That's all I've heard. I'm dumb. This happened to me because I'm dumb.
I mean, there was no.
I mean,
where did she cry?
First time. Fucking creep. This. I just made him feel good. Or
no.
When I go.
Not to me, but to other people. Or just
off, you know what I mean? You have a big, you start getting bigger and bigger guests, and like you can't. This person has made themselves a liability.
Hey, Chrissy, she fired him a long time ago. I don't know why you guys are still talking about it. Again, you're not responsible for everything he ever does from now on. He's fired. He's not associated with the show. Move on with your lives, hens. Again, what's going on? This sounds solved.
Candle, right? A Reed Street Soap Company candle, ladies.
Ugh.
I went, Michelle, you cannot give him a producer Robert candle. Mom, what did he say to you recently?
She can't. What would happen? What would upset the time-space continuum if she got a candle from a company that no one knows or buys candles from? You cannot give producer Robert a candle. She can. Matter of fact, she should. What are we doing? I don't think she should be able to give him a candle. What you need is a diary, not a podcast. What you need is a feelings journal, bitch. She can't just give him a candle.
I love the Keanu.
This is what you bring into your show, by the way. She can't just give him a candle.
Yes, t-shirt, but could you very high maintenance.
I said town.
All for free. Inside of me, he doesn't ask me to do anything. And I said over and over and over again, you are not associated with Keanu Cast.
He is. He had a wrench. Anybody with a wrench is by default associated with the show, you stupid, stupid bitch. I mean, this is getting wild.
I have never paid you. We do not have a fucking contract. You've creeped someone out and you're going to make me look bad. Then he goes,
you creeped someone out and you're going to make me look bad. You're going to make me look bad.
I'm so sorry. Don't let stupid idiot, ruin a good thing. I said, dude, don't need it.
Dude, last warning. Keep the wrench. But dude. Did you say it like that, though, so he knew it was serious? Dude!
Fuck, fuck, fuck.
Fuck, 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 fuck!
Fuck, fuck, we're sorry. Order more asshole bleach. Sir.
Good thing for him.
A good thing for you and your fucking stupid dick. I hate you.
Well, you're handling this very, very professionally and rationally. Everyone's going to really take you seriously from here on out. I don't know why people give women such a hard time about being emotional. They're great at business. They're really practical and logical, and they really take, these are really practical, pragmatic steps towards improvement. I'm glad you see this. Ah!
I hate him. And when I get to the rest of this, you're just going to fucking die.
Oh my God. Tell us about it.
Let me finish.
Over, can I finish?
I am over being fucking nice to people. I was so fucking nice to this moron.
And then didn't make it? Did you try waving a magic wand? Did you try being a better judge of character? Did you try minding your own business?
He didn't give a fuck about my reputation.
Fuck! He didn't? Did you try writing a letter? Or maybe some sort of short postcard?
So I don't give a fuck about yours. You can my dick.
She can suck her dick. She can suck her dick.
And what? I don't care about my okay reputation.
What? This guy isn't associated with you. It's not your rap. Let him go. Jesus fucking Christ. I mean, you gotta stop being a sourpuss.
That is less to me than the things that I've seen that he sent to the fucking girls.
It is not good.
I am disgusted. And
she's disgusting.
Get well soon. We want you to get well. Get well soon. We want you to get well.
It's the exact type of person that I talk about that I am fucking repulsed by. Somebody that uses their power.
I guess they should be locked up then. If you're repulsed by him, what are we doing again? And then Gino has to sit there and just watch this and be like, I guess we're not fucking later.
Gather yourself.
Gather yourself, she said. Gather.
Focus. Somebody that uses their fucking, like, weirdo power position. To fucking...
It.
Somebody that uses their power.
She thinks that he has power and that's what caused this. The joke's on you. He's going to do this no matter what. He's a creep. You got to let it go. Kiki's less attractive. Velma, thank you, Junior Fishing 92. Come on, pretty. Give me a smile. David Cross is exactly what I was referencing. Thank you for picking up on that. LL Cool Lee. See you at the Hilton.
To insinuate someone uncomfortable. I am disgusted. I am fucking disgusted. I am revolted. And it's the exact... I can't believe I let it go on.
I know.
I know, Keanu.
You didn't know. Honey, how could you have known what he was doing behind your back? This is really fucking a slap in the face to actual real victims. I'm sorry. It just is. All right, we're going to get out of here. Thank you to John Deermites for being a member 8 months. Really appreciate that. Jim Powell, Patrick, you're going to be at DabbleCon 2, maybe. Thank you for the things here. Soaring the Scale, 5 gifted memberships. I got to get out of here, man. I got some stuff to handle. Whatnot Chaser, Girl Power, and then Cry. Drew says, Aaron's class acting honor student. I'm sorry, Moody, I can't play your free thing. It's way too long. I'm not going to do it. Like, again, I can't. We don't have time for it today. I really got to get out of here. Connor, I'll throw this up real quick. Buzzer beater, thank you. $5. Keanu's grossed out by someone who uses their power to make someone uncomfortable. She'll wake up. One day she'll see it, man. Thank you, Corn Dip, for being a member for 15 months. Appreciate all that. I got to get going. Just slam to the heels, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
Your manner is most unbecoming of a gentleman. Would you be high on cigarettes?
I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
A question posed to stupid hoes who don't get it yet. Excuse me, miss. Are you high on cigarettes? I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes. All the laughter that you deploy if you listen to the show, boy. Patrick melting faces. Have you stacking an LO point? It's the low point, not the reason. The reason is fucking gold. It'll make the taco pony party be a party of soul. To make you vandalize a van with a pedal sticker so bold. The family probably get arrested before they get down the road. A stupid motherfuckers just got NL loaned. Other radio shows are straight bitch mail.